today we are supported by Marvel's Inhumans, and we're going to join in on this epic family drama as two brothers battle to claim one throne and protect in the future of the most astonishing civilization ever seen. It's an action-packed saga that will take you from the moon to Earth and beyond. It's Marvel's Inhumans, new episodes Fridays, 9, 8 Central on ABC.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Octopus, when he got killed off in the Clone
Saga.
He's
doing it again.
I'm okay with it. I just want to know what he's doing.
Who?
What
I'm doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing or what I'm doing?
Wait, what are you doing?
Right now, I'm talking about the motherfucking Clone Saga.
Okay, but also on Twitter, it's a continuing combo from Twitter.
Okay, all right. So I'm trying to figure out the bit. Okay, thank you. At like 5 a.m. On Saturday night, I just was on my phone and I'm in bed and I'm just shaking because I'm reading a funny article from 2008 saying the top 13 worst stories from the Clone Saga.
Okay.
And the article starts with, y'all motherfuckers were praising me, saying, oh, thank God you weren't beating the Clone Saga in the head with your last article, the top 10 worst Spider-Man stories. Of course not. I have to let the Clone Saga have its own article.
Well, save that shit so you can get it wrong, Matt.
But this is already wrong.
It's already wrong.
What about the Primal Hunter Kraven or whatever?
No, I won't talk about that, but I'll talk about a bit of
Damn it, I tried.
They replaced him with Lady Octopus, whose goal was to merge virtual reality with real reality.
Well, how do you do that?
I am unclear, and I think the writers were unclear when I asked him that,
he said she got all the servers.
Yeah.
What?
That's what he told me. Look over there and ask him.
Because think about it. 1994, 1995, the internet, you can basically say anything you want about it because no one knows.
Right. So if you start the servers, then sufficient amounts of servers will merge realities.
You have all
this is a universe with a Spider-Man.
You have already 5 megabytes of data.
All right.
You can do whatever you want with it. Why not merge two realities?
I can't see a personal computer needing more than, what was it, 64K kilobytes
Ben Judd.
Bill
Gates said that.
Oh, man.
Right? I bet Ben Judd said that, too.
Welcome to the Cold Start Cast. We go right in.
Isn't that a hot start or like a rolling start?
Oh, yeah, I guess
rolling start implies a certain amount of energy.
You're super right, because like when mics are hot, you can call that a hot start, but a cold open is an open that doesn't show the intro.
Yeah.
Or it just has silence.
No. A cold open is when you're watching your favorite TV show, but there's no intro.
Yes, there's
it
no
just
intro.
Plays
right,
it
right,
straight,
right, right.
And then the intro comes later or never at all.
And then Mr. Bazooper comes in and says a thing, and then the laugh track happens.
Or, like,
Botsmaster, famous for its cold openings.
Or you see a shot of All Might doing a thing, and then you're like, what's up with that? When are we going to find out more about that? And then it cuts to the new intro. And then does the whole dramatic.
Did you finish up?
Yep.
All right.
I finished up before even knowing that I was finished up.
Yep. No, it's sure. Right?
I thought I was in for the long haul.
I thought there were two or three more.
Hero Academia.
Yeah, I figured.
I thought I was in for the long haul on that, and I just ended up clicking the next button, and it's like, this is coming out soon. And I'm like, what? Is that a cold ending?
Basically. The final episode of the current season of Hero Academia is like a very weird place to end a season on.
Okay.
It only makes sense.
Wait. I didn't see the last episode. I caught up before the last episode.
Okay. The last episode, Encounter, that came
out. Yeah.
Encounter
just came out, right?
Yeah. That's the last one.
Okay.
And it's a genuinely weird place to end it on because nothing happens.
Okay.
It's the kind of episode that you would get like, after an exam, but before the next exam, you're like, oh yeah, we're gonna do it, and you're like, wait till next year.
And it's you know, formulaic shonen to the point of like we've done
absurdity.
It's so insane how far along the template. Like this thing is the template.
Yeah,
right. You've got the kid who stands out for being different because he's not as good or whatever.
His power sucks, but no, it doesn't.
He's got to be smart about it.
Oh,
everyone else better. You've got the rival.
Look.
You've got the
there's Sasuke over there.
But that's not Sasuke.
There's other Sasuke over there.
Right? You've
there's
got
a whole class of Sasuke.
You've got the love interest that she's not useful. Oh wait, she's pretty smart too. You've got okay, let's learn what it means to become the best blank. And then, oh no, before we have a chance to do anything, shit gets real.
Oh no, Orochimaru attacked the Hokage.
That's
what happens.
And what do? We come out of it with a fighting tournament to show off all the characters.
Including a bunch of new ones that have no place anywhere else because they have the most overpowered shit conceivable.
We need further tournament-like shenanigans to see the cool teacher era of powers and what those are about.
I honestly,
it's so on the formula, but it's fun to watch, so it doesn't matter.
No,
it's fine. It reminds
me of Gurren, not in its tone,
how,
but in that it is Gurren is reconstruction, right? So whereas Evangelion is deconstruction of mecha anime.
We've all seen that
right
nine gag picture.
whatever.
Been a while since someone's even said that.
That's where it was posted. That's where everyone learned what to call it.
It's accurate. Like, fucking Eva is deconstruction, and then fucking Gurren is reconstruction. This feels like that to, like, the accidental deconstruction of shonen by bad shonen.
Yeah, sure.
Whereas this is like, no, the formula works. Actually works.
You just have to enjoy the people that the formula is being applied to.
Yeah, basically.
And
they have to not be stupid idiots at every turn.
And the other bit is that it's following hard on that formula, but also inserting that formula into, like, Western comics. Particularly some characters more than others.
Because
some of those characters are just Bleach Shinigamis.
Yeah.
Some of them are just Naruto teachers. You know what I mean?
Like, and then a couple are just like, I know that guy.
From that anime.
You're goddamn Spawn villain.
But yeah.
What was his name?
Okay, Stain. Basically, Stain is, he's Spawn villain man, but he's like the Magog of this universe,
right.
Where like Superman represents one thing, mm-hmm. and Magog is the future, the Rob Liefeld verse, and
I want to live there.
And everyone is like, they're like, that guy, we don't want that for our hero, but he's kind of cool though. You know, they're like, but isn't he kind of cool? And everyone's like, oh, yeah.
There's a certain je ne sais quoi.
There's something about him. Yeah, they literally go, there's something about that edge guy.
He's so edgy.
I don't know, you know? And then there's, like, viral videos. And it's super fun how they treat it, like, you know, like they bring that kind of character
in. I think Prince of Persia, Warrior Within, was actually the final nail in the coffin to like edgy characters.
Yeah, that was the highest arc.
People started then, like, going hard against them. But now, it's been a couple of years.
It's time to bring them back.
Well, see, the important thing, and even the show makes this distinction, the important thing about Stain is that he believes in his own edginess.
Thought you were going to say he believes in his own justice, which, to be fair,
no,
is the
he
same
also
thing.
Very literally believes that.
Yeah, and there's excellent reason for his super stupid tropey behavior.
Oh yeah,
like he does the dumbest like villainy tropey things, and you're like, that's dumb, and they're like, no, here's the reason why, and you're like, okay.
That's fine.
You know, so
let's hope for a spin-off show for Stain.
Yeah.
Oh no, he's not getting that.
You know, kinda no, like, no, more, like, you know,
no spin-off episode.
No, but like Inferno Cop, where it's made real cheap and real bad.
Yeah.
And real awesome.
No, Macadamia is good shit, and it's
fuck you.
Macadamia nut.
Okay, so you mentioned a few days ago on something the fucking like character sheet fucking alignment chart,
mm-hmm.
and I recognize you saying Macadamia, which is chaotic evil, but I gotta say I much prefer the neutral evil of Green Naruto.
That one's pretty bad. Have you heard anything about the Vigilante spinoff thing?
I have not. All I know is somebody sent me an image on Twitter that looked really cool, which is some old guy going,
Yeah.
I'm going to get you. I'm Knuckle Duster.
Yeah. So there's apparently some sort of spinoff thing.
Guys that don't do it for money.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if that's going to come out a bit like the Rohan OVA, you know, like if we're going to get like a spinoff episode in between.
I should go check that out.
Yeah, if you haven't read it.
I have not.
Yeah, it's fun.
Should I read part five or just wait?
I don't know. It's up to you.
Yeah.
I can't.
That guy
I can't
eats
make
a
you.
Banana.
I can't make you do anything. Hi.
Hi.
How's it going, man?
Lady Octopus, her tendril. No, I'm done.
Okay. Because I'm really like, done. I mean, everyone's done their takes on the claws, and it's like, if they're not talking to him and they don't have all personalities, then you better be doing something clever with it. If it's just the fucking elements and
yeah, it's acid, it's electricity, laser. That's a
boo.
The I'm element sorry. Of laser.
Hey, light. Light is usually used as an element in RPGs. It's not, but it's used as one.
There's four
acid, flashbang, laser.
These are the
elements
of Octopus. Ink.
That'd be the one. Yeah. I did not mention ink, but even Doc Ock, regular Doc Ock Classic never used ink. He didn't have nothing, so whatever. I wasn't here last week because I went to a creepy cabin in the Adirondacks.
The creepy shit happened?
With Liam and his girlfriend.
How was your meal?
What?
How was your meal?
How was my meal?
Mm-hmm.
My meal.
Mm-hmm.
My the meals I had
did
were fine.
Did you eat well?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
What have you done?
Did you poison him?
All right.
This sounds like he's been
tell
poisoned.
Tell us about the cabin.
It's nice.
The fuck is this?
A callback to last week, idiot. Go on.
It was great. We watched 6 Friday the 13th movies because we all watched.
All of them.
6. They watched Liam and his girlfriend.
All of them.
There are many more than 6.
Oh.
No. They watched the first 4, then they needed to get caught up.
Yeah.
So we watched 5 to Jason X, which is why I brought up Jason X.
Oh, that's
earlier,
why you're talking about Jason.
Because it was fresh, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So we had fun doing that. And yeah, it was really relaxing, beautiful lake.
Part 4 the best part?
Part 6 is the best part.
Oh.
Which one's part 6?
Part 6 is called Jason Lives, where part 5, they didn't have Jason in at all.
Yeah.
It was some random asshole who put on a mask, pretended to be Jason. Jason's not in that one.
Yeah.
So part 6 is
the
one.
So part 6 is they literally resurrect Jason with a lightning bolt, and it's the only one where the writer was like, you know what's stupid? These movies. And wrote the movie to be like, you know what's stupid? Everything that's happening. And it pokes fun of itself.
So that's the one with the sad ending?
Is that the one where he punches a guy's heart out? Yes.
No, I was going to ask, is that the one where he punches the boxer's head off?
No, that's 8.
Oh, damn. That's, I like that kill. That's a good
one.
It's
the only good part of that movie. Because
anyway. That boxer gives it to him.
Yeah, and then Jason just
what, part 8?
Yeah.
J.J. Leon?
You're trying.
Jason shoots out his beyond. So it was all really fun.
Stone Voorhees.
And we did the whole s'mores things on a fire pit. I haven't seen so many stars in the fucking sky. Like that was Gurren Lagann levels of look up, and I can't remember. The Trigger just got the budget to make the sky
explosive space.
Yeah, it was awesome. And well, nothing really spooky happened. It was spooky going out because the dock is really far from their house and there's no lighting. Mm-hmm. So just literally take out flashlights and go down there. And I started to get like little, man, there should be a horror game where this happens.
Sometimes life imitates Attack on Titan skyboxes.
Yeah, a little bit. While I was there, we also, both of us played, but, did more Samus Returns. Still kind of like inching along with that. Like I got the various suit and the lightning. That's, I know one type thing about that is that you have the lightning armor and we're like, that's cool. And you get it. And it's just one of the new Aeon abilities and it just makes a green force field. Don't call it fucking lightning armor. Cause that makes it sound like it's going to be awesome looking.
Shoot lightning bolts
or
something.
It's just a green like force field. It's super useful and it's neat, but like it visually, it's just kind of bleh. But I'm still having fun with that. And, I'm sure we all played some of these, but played Cuphead.
Yes.
Got Cuphead.
Did you play any Cuphead?
After a while of people convincing me that this was not a hoax, that it did come out, still wasn't really sure. I downloaded it. I'm like, I don't know.
You were playing it. You were like,
And I was like, I should put this in a time capsule and send it to my grandchildren. Cuphead is actually way, way better than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
maybe it's because I never actually like looked at like whenever I see a video, right? Maybe twice ever. Cuphead's like pew 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 pew. And I thought that was it.
Did you parry shit?
I know. I didn't know there was parry shit until the game booted up.
100%.
Like, there's supers?
Yeah.
There's parries?
You can play the game with a lot of its basic features and just do it like pew pew, run bang shoot man.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's advanced
systems. The parries give you super like bar. So
you build up extra EX for taking risks.
So I was really like, wow, this is way better than I thought it was going to be. And the other thing I have to compliment, maybe not a lot of people talk about it, is like the bits of writing that are there are actually really, really sharp.
Oh yeah.
Like whenever you lose, a boss has a taunt that's amazing. And the when there's like several bosses, like if you die on each one gets their own taunt. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all these things are great. Whether the Frog Brothers, they're like, that's the reason we're so bad, because we come from the wrong side of the lily pad. And I'm like, oh, that's good. That's good.
Makes you want to die on every boss.
Kind of.
Well, good. Don't worry.
Yeah. And the other little mechanic I want to talk about where I'm like, ah, that's weird. And I'm like, no, that makes sense. Is like, play it on basic just to get a lay of the land of how the boss fight's going to go. Mm-hmm. And then play it on normal to actually get the contract just to... Mm-hmm. Give yourself like, but it doesn't really matter because, wait, do you have lives? You don't.
No, there's no lives.
Okay, because I didn't.
You get fucking killed and then you either continue or not.
The thing. And the little, you know, this might be stuff that we're all going to mention, but the little tracker to show you how far you were from the boss is also incredibly smart.
Oh, yeah, no, you get to see, like, I remember I fought the frog boss, I don't know, it took me like 5-6 times to beat it, right? And it's like, I got killed on the second phase over and over,
like five,
and I knew that it was the second phase right away because at the bottom it just shows looks like a racing line or something like that,
yeah,
where it says with little like markings in between, like this is how much you got into. There's another phase after this, so fucking get good for real.
Because the other crazy thing that I guess I just bypassed me is I didn't know the game was primarily just boss rushing.
I also did not.
I thought it was levels with a lot of bosses. Mm. And I haven't even gotten to like a normal level
yet. Well, yeah, there's one you can play relatively early. But
yeah,
I mean, considering the nature of how expensive it is to do these types of animations and whatnot, I would hope that it's that, because the alternative is we drew like 10 grunts that you're going to fight for hours.
Yeah, that's true.
In color variants. Mm. And like, that's not fun. So unique bosses that are all like wacky and have phases and stuff is way more fun and a better use of your animation.
You're focusing on one interesting encounter in one enclosed space rather than like have to plan out like an entire.
Well, the
like,
other thing is
level.
That if these bosses were at the end of levels, holy fucking shit, I would have given up. Right?
Yeah.
Like, there's the one shooting level that I played earlier. I played it, I don't know, an hour and a half. And played the one shooting level. And it took me, like, 5 or 6 tries to get through it. Mm. And then I went and fought the Frog Brothers. And it took me 5 or 6 tries to get through it. But if those had been combined, even though the shooting level is, like, 1 minute long, maybe 90 seconds.
The combined challenge.
Like, the combined challenge would have meant, like, okay, I only get a shot at the frog boss with whatever health I got after this one. It would have taken me, like, all day.
One thing about the item shop, though, is that I go in, I'm like, I actually don't want
I don't want a single one.
I don't want any of these items for two full. One, like, I'm going to do it without them. And two, all of these I don't really like. It's like, it gives you an extra hit point, but makes you fucking weak. Mm. Does this, but does that.
Spread,
that's cool.
Spread shot does way more damage because it's a spread shot.
But guess what?
It doesn't reach all the way across the screen.
Mm. So they're interesting.
They balance
like, that's
out.
Different, but I'd want like one that's just moderately always good. And I haven't found that one yet. I haven't really bought them yet.
Like, it's not called a power up, is it? Necessarily?
No, it's not. It's just called the store. And that pig guy's like, welcome.
That guy's evil, creepy, man. I don't trust him.
I also played something the complete opposite of Cuphead. I'm not sure you guys play Golf Story. Everyone's fucking losing their shit about Golf Story.
No, but it's
why so. Very
why
much,
so,
why
much
so much noise
so,
about Golf
it's,
Story?
It's on
now.
The docket, oh, no. And I wanted to talk about it when we looked at the trailer. So
it was at a Nintendo Nindies event or whatever.
Like,
and
watching the trailer answers that question, to be perfectly honest.
Because I'll tell you right now, it's an RPG where the town is a golf course, and all various characters' eccentricities. Side quests happen on the golf course where you're trying to do golf.
So Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, walking around the map,
the map, the Hyrule map is a golf course.
But it's a golf course, and you can golf anywhere and then talk to people, go into houses, open boxes, do RPG things.
Yeah.
Your dad
but you're on a golf
you,
adventure.
Your dad teaches you golfing. Then 20 years later, you wake up, and you're like, your girlfriend has broken up with you.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, I'm going to golf again.
Oh, man.
To finish what me and my dad started.
That's a golf story right there.
It's,
right?
It, yeah, it's the golf game that we would be talking about on this podcast.
And the actual like game of playing golf is like well done. It's like a 2D overhead thing, so there's not much to fuck up.
You go
it's
to like 3D. A little mini putt area and just beast on it because you're a golfer.
I like those old-timey fucking 2D golf games.
There's a kid that runs around the golf course stealing food from everywhere, and he's just like the golf course like ne'er-do-well. So like in the tutorial, for example, your father's like, okay. And geese are a constant problem in golf story.
Yes.
They are troublesome to, let's say. Yes. And they will continually watch you do the tutorial. And then you're like, I can't do it, Dad. There's too many geese watching. They're like, okay, son, just put them all out of your head. This is the final putt. And this is like the end of the tutorial. Mm-hmm. Millions of geese at home are watching on TV. And I'm like, the writing is sharp, you know? Yeah, and the music is also really, really fun. Like, it's very jazzy. Like, I almost get like an Undertale Earthbound feeling. Sure. And, the kid that steals food starts getting chased by five or six geese, and they all start running around your hole. And I'm like, ah, okay, so this is going to clear out, and then I'm going to do the hole. Then the dad's like, no, son, use this. And you have to complete the tutorial with these assholes running around. I'm like, this is – I can totally see why people like this, like, and it's just a very relaxing game.
Just like, shots of, like, you just throwing balls into the hole in front of you, like, fuck it. Like, I don't even know what's going on there. I hope there's a boss fight.
No, I haven't met a rival yet.
I hope there's something like
that. I hope there is, too. And the last thing I kind of played is a Fight in Rage.
Yeah.
The new beat 'em up on Steam. Damn, that thing's hard. We need to do a video just so I can see the end of the game. Because I got far. I got to, like, round 7.
Nice.
And the really cool thing I want to talk about, that the mechanics of this are really good, but it's more of, like, not trying to be a Streets of Rage or Final Fight thing. It's more trying to be one of those combo heavy, like how good can you rack up your combos and keep the guys in the air, get 100 hit combos and stuff. But some of the variants to get to other paths and side quests, it's like the end of the first stage, there's this evil boss who's like a kitty cat dressed up as M. Bison.
Yeah.
And he's holding a woman hostage. In this world of Fight and Rage, the animals, people eat humans. And there's like this fragile alliance. And they literally
like, hey, don't eat me.
Don't eat me. And the animal's like, we're super tough because we're animals, so we will eat you. Mm. So he's holding this girl hostage. And you get to this area normally. He goes, don't get close or she's dead.
Uh-huh.
If you don't do anything, nothing happens. And he just stays there and like, nothing happens. I waited. If you get close, he kills the girl.
Yeah.
What the fuck was I supposed to do? On my third or fourth playthrough, because if you quit during this game, there's no saves.
Yeah, it's old.
You start back from the start. So the screen previously pick up a knife. Then when you throw him and he goes, what the fuck? he drops the girl, she runs off, and then he starts off with more damage taken off him. You beat him, you go to a completely different level with her, and you do her side quest.
Nice.
It's like Bloodborne or like a Souls game where you
gotta
complete her.
You gotta know in advance.
And I'm like, that's super cool. Like, that's an addition to like when you just see a branching path that says go up.
Yeah. Well, that's a game that, again, it's meant to be like, you can't know and you can't do it properly your first time through.
I don't know, but I read someone said there's 56 different endings.
56.
There's a high number.
Yeah, I'll believe that.
Like it's 20 or more, something like that. I don't remember if it was 56, but it was an insane amount. But I think that's variants in between the three playable characters.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where a lot of it comes from. So yeah, that was really good. And the last kind of thing is I finished the last part of Terrace House Aloha State. Wooly, what is the name of black dude from Tenjo Tenji?
Bob
Makihara?
Bob Makihara. Tenjo Tenge?
Yeah, sorry.
Bob Makihara.
I always fuck up both names. So
yes.
So in the middle of Taras' house, they go, "Hey, everyone, here comes Wesley Nakajima." So half black, half Japanese guy waltzes in.
Okay.
He's a rapper.
Oh, boy.
And everyone's like, "Ooh, Segoy, how exotic." And then they proceed to ignore him for the rest of the show because I don't know about that skin color.
No.
Everyone's awkward. Nice enough to him, but much like Armin, the half Israeli, half Japanese guy, the commentators that watch the show in between spurts are like, "Man, he does nothing. Don't like that guy."
Yeah.
And then Armin winds up doing something significant. Wesley, unfortunately, when he debuted his rap song, the Instagram rap, where the lyrics were thus, "Instagram, Instagram, press that like button. Everyone put your hands in the air. Instagram, Instagram, I like your photo."
So he's an English rapper.
Yeah, but it's English, English.
That's unfortunate.
It was the least hype thing ever. All of his Japanese friends fucking going nuts.
I'm raising my hand.
Because they love that. Oh, they're like, it's about Instagram.
Yeah. I don't understand Japan.
You see, the thing that sucks about that is when a character like that walks on the set and everyone goes, "Oh shit,
that's awesome."
Because it's like, but that's the extent of why he's there. It's, "Hey, we have the novelty character, and then you're still a side character. So fucking dance in the intro, Bob. Dance, do the fucking spin. Okay, who's that? That's Soichiro. Okay, cool.
Cool, awesome.
There's Natsume. All right, what's that guy's name? He's doing a windmill. Oh, shit. What's his name? Who? Fucking dance, though.
When I was like
just add charisma.
When I was like 17, I was watching that show the first time. I said exactly that thing. I was like, "Who the fuck said awesome black dude?"
Doesn't matter.
So
brings the attitude, but that's all you need. Don't talk to him.
Wesley literally does nothing. there's this main hero of the thing, because guess what? It's really weird, because the first series that we watched was all in Japan. It was fascinating.
Yeah.
But this one's less fascinating, because 80% of the characters are literally Americans or really Americanized Japanese people that lived in Hawaii for like 10 years plus.
Yeah. Okay.
So most of them are more comfortable talking with English and will regularly break into English. And
you want the goofy culture shock nonsense.
And it's not there. There are like people that are like straight from Japan that just showed up for the show, and that's fine. But that the conflict or that like interestingness doesn't really happen often, because some of the characters speak better English than you or I.
Sure.
You know? One guy's accent was more English than me, but he was born in Japan.
What are you talking about? I talk good.
Speak it good.
Well, now that it's a Japanese reality show on Netflix, like, you know that, like, multiple seasons in, you're getting an American product, basically.
I'm not sure if it airs in Japan first, then it moves to Netflix. Like, I think Netflix just licensed it out. It's not like
that seems
100%.
Like it makes much more sense.
I don't know. But the main hero is this guy named Taishi, who's literally here.
The main hero.
I heard it. I also
I'm not even
this.
Kidding. Because the season we watched previously,
I hate everything about that.
Dude, the previous series, nothing. There's not a main hero. There's nobody. But this guy stayed around for the longest time.
Sure.
His name is Taishi, and he's the protagonist.
Yeah.
Because
like Digimon.
He wants a love worth dying for. That's why he's on Taras' house.
Right. And does he look like a well-balanced all-rounder? Are his stats evenly distributed?
He practices wooden sword katas.
Of course he does!
And he's pretty fit, and he's super good-looking.
God damn it!
But guess what? That's it about him. That's all he's got?
But is there hint of flavor in any way? Is his hair doing anything?
He fluffs and he peacocks himself.
But he's basically just really good, normal guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, man.
He's so he comes in.
No flavor.
And he keeps saying, like, "I want a love worth dying for." And people start making fun of him about it. So much fun that in the second to last episode, all the commentators wear black and white t-shirts that say "love worth dying for" because they're cheering him on. So it says like "Soichiro wa koi" or something. And they're like, "We left secretly when he was gone. We left one of these shirts in his bedroom. Hopefully he wears it on today's show." And then it cuts and he's doing his katas on the roof, the wooden sword. He's wearing it. And the commentator's like, "Yeah, he's doing it."
Wow. Wow.
So he becomes the main character because no one else has anything going on. Like, I don't mean the show tried. It's just that everyone else is so dishwater that he's the only thing that the show focuses on because the only thing that's interesting because he's trying to get a girl to like him.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this last, like, because it was weird. The show came in not seasons, but parts. So it started earlier this year, and it was part one, 8 episodes.
When's Terrace House Shippuden?
Then three months later, part two. Then the last part came out. It's 12 episodes, and we just burned through them. And yeah, like, yeah. It was awesome the last, like, 8 parts or so. I was just like, oh, yeah, pull in for him. You better do it. And what's fun is that since this, like, airs, like, this is actually happening 3 or 4 months ago, but it's airing now. Mm-hmm. You check the Terrace House Instagram, and you can see who's still together. You're like, oh, they're not exchanging pictures anymore on Twitter.
Is it like Lucha Underground, where by following it, you kind of get spoiled ahead of time?
This, no, because I don't follow any of the... Like, because it's wrestlers on Lucha Underground that spoil things on Twitter.
Okay, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
They'll just say, like, oh, that guy died last season, so... Like, what?
I'm going to interrupt your story so that you can read...
I'm done.
What? So, there was a message that was an update message that I snoozed on.
Sure.
Right? If you remember beforehand.
Yes, there was.
Can you read this one here that just popped up for me, please, Matt? Official Windows...
Windows wants to tell Wooly, our friend Wooly here, that they want to get better together with Wooly. Don't sleep on this update, bitch. We want you to have the latest improvements on Windows running smoothly and more securely.
And what are my options?
Ready? Restart now.
Uh-huh.
Not ready? Pick a time that works best for you.
Or?
Your thing, your choices are restart now. Pick a time and keep on snoozing, baby.
Keep snoozing. Keep sleeping on me, says Windows.
I got this same update message like yesterday.
They're getting aggressive with it because I just said leave me alone and they're like, nah, though.
And we were about to restart the computer right before this podcast and it gave Wooly two options. Update and quit or update and restart.
Yeah, sleep or stay woke.
Maybe I'm the crazy one here, but like, if you regularly restart your computer, like, this is not an issue.
I guess not, but I restart my computer like fairly infrequently, like, maybe once a week.
That's fine.
I don't restart it very often at all. So.
Like this
one,
you
let all
the
resources pile into the
trash. I clear them out actually.
Well, you have to restart your computer every once in a while.
I've explained
that's
why.
That's part of maintenance.
I've explained why I don't like doing it.
Yeah, and it's stupid.
But it's not because...
All my tabs.
But in the... No, it has nothing to do with that.
It has nothing to do with tabs?
No, it has zero. They all save. I can close and reopen my things as much as I want, which is what I do.
So what's the real issue?
The real issue that I've described before, and you probably forgot, is because back in the day, years ago, when I was... Like, you know, I made my towers and everything, and like every time I would fucking... have an issue, it would be after a restart where some bullshit went down and I'd turn it back on to nothing or I'd turn it back on to like something fucked with the BIOS or something else going on or like some fucked up was an installation problem and I'm just like, you know what, I'm so sick of turning it off, coming home, needing it and turning it on and suddenly there being a problem that I would rather just keep it on and use it as I need to. And if there is an issue, then I'll run into it and deal with that when that comes.
Now, I don't want to restart it and have problems. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait so long to restart it that it has to run tons of updates and possibly that it will now guaranteed cause a problem.
Once upon a time, updates weren't a thing. Once upon a time, you just had your Windows installation.
Or they'd be so infrequent that it would
right? Back
be
in the days of
bothering.
Service Pack 3, you just had Service Pack 3 and you sat on it and that was life. So this constant online thing is new and like, yeah, it adds a fucking wrench into the works. But for me, that was the way to stop my computer from breaking fucking constantly. Because otherwise, every couple weeks, maybe every 2 months or so, fucking reinstall, drop everything off on an external and like redo it. And I'm talking like late 90s through the early aughts, you know, just like tons.
Holy, that was 20 years ago.
I know that. But I'm saying like, all of that, like you know, tons and tons of computer fixing and repair later, I was like, fuck it. I don't want to deal with that. So then through the late aughts, I started doing this, and I've had significantly less problems. So I get that it's like weird to you now, but for me, it was a solution that worked for like
old man.
I get you, but for me, for like 2005 onward, it worked super well.
It worked really well.
And right now, an annoying message is being the worst of my troubles because Microsoft decides to do this is not that bad compared to a broken computer.
It reminds me of people
computer.
That when their computer starts up and they get like 35 warning messages and they just go, and they just X out out of all of them.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Clean up your startup.
This is just a modified version of that.
Perhaps. But the point is that
hey,
like,
there's an important security update to make sure that you don't get hit with ransomware. Nah, I don't
but it's just
that.
What you find weird has super worked well.
When we log
with
in.
No issue. So I have no reason
Steam,
to not do it.
When we log into Steam to do a video,
I don't know what to tell you.
And we're on my account. There's that green message on the
yeah,
top.
Yeah.
That
how many messages have you got?
Fucking
he loses his mind. Yeah.
His shit
mine
over.
Is just like 99
freak
plus.
Out and just hate it.
99 plus messages.
Just fucking confirm your email and you'll get rid of that stupid.
I've got no time for you.
Yeah.
For me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, for that.
Whatever those prompts are.
Yeah. No. See, I live life in
See,
the fast lane.
I'm encountering what is essentially a like very. So I was a little annoyed at your part of the conversation, Wooly. Mm. But when Matt is just like flagrantly refusing to confirm his email with Steam, something bubbles up in my chest, and it's now like. I hope every computer you have breaks, and I hope you lose your Steam account.
Very
because.
Extreme.
Because you just don't do it right.
Yeah.
Just do it right.
Yeah, yeah,
God
sure,
damn it.
Sure.
I mean, not only will I not do it right, I'll make sure to always leave that screen on so you can always see it.
Right. See,
if
like,
you shut up about it, I wouldn't have done this.
Like, I don't know if you know, but I have an extension that unloads tabs that haven't been used in an hour.
In an hour?
That's weird.
Right. So like or like what you
That's
said
a
that
highly specific use.
You can change the time frame.
So what's the point of that?
The point is that it frees up the memory that Chrome would auto otherwise hog, right? And so it just suspends the tabs.
So it unloads them. So when you would go
but
back,
what if you
to
actually
them,
need
would,
that
would
tab
just,
in like an hour and a half?
Then you click on the tab and then it reloads it when you click on it.
Well, that is somewhat. That's I mean, it's not a perfect solution, but that's definitely a
helps.
Lot of help.
Definitely helps. Yeah, for sure.
Aside from you fucking know? Up computers, Wooly, what else did you do?
Fucked up a bunch of computers.
It's just interesting because it's like until it stops working for me, I'm gonna use the solution.
Yeah, you've said this type of mantra for a lot of
what
things
do you want
in
me to tell you
in general?
You know, if you've been using the fucking however your toilet paper roll sits on the thing. Like, there's the right way and the wrong way. Clearly,
yeah. Only villains do that.
Only apparently Europe. Has the backwards toilet paper roll
Why?
Thing. That's what because the Splatfest.
But I don't. Yeah, no. Yeah,
Splatfest this
has
week
that.
is which
In
way
Europe.
Should the toilet paper sit on the
In
thing?
The front.
Clearly,
yeah.
Obviously, human beings of dignity do it like that.
Why would you reach all the way to the back?
It doesn't. I don't know. But apparently, in Europe, there is a debate. Because some people put it on backwards like that.
The old world with their old bullshit.
I don't know. I don't understand it exactly, but Nintendo has a knack for picking out like
Well, that's because Japan got
the real
Japan
issues.
Got that exclusive one, which was nuggets versus whatever.
Fries.
For McDonald's.
So. Meat versus not meat.
Well, there's no way
not
that...
Not meat versus not meat, I know.
There's no way that North America is not going to get like a Halloween type thing. Like,
yeah, probably.
That's ridiculous to
Ghosts
to miss
versus vampires.
What would it actually be? Yeah, is that what you want to go with? Ghosts
no,
versus vampires?
It would be vampires and werewolves.
That's,
but like, but
that's
like which
go-to.
Is cooler or which is scarier?
Which is
cooler?
Because
you heard me.
I think ghosts are dumb, so they always lose for me.
You think ghosts are dumb?
You're gonna see how good dumb ghosts
are. I've talked about it a couple times,
when
but
you're
like
getting your soul sucked
because
out
monsters
of your body.
Are physical things that exist and can super kill you.
Yeah but
or
ghosts
do
are way
to you,
scarier.
But
idiot.
Ghosts are just there.
Okay, hold on,
and they shake things. And then they make faces.
Okay, hold on.
And that's it.
Okay. There are so many.
If you are a
so
ghost that
questions.
Can possess somebody, then you.
All ghosts can do
if
that.
You're like an apparition, because the rules change, right?
You're
the
describing a poltergeist.
Yeah, the rules change all the time. But if you're just a traditional. I'm going to make things shake and just float through the walls. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Nobody cares about those.
Hey.
People are worried about vengeful spirits.
Wooly, look at me. If I give you a chainsaw and put you into a prison, we'll see how long you last.
Sure.
sure.
Against the ghost.
But I'm saying in comparison to a physical strong thing with powers.
Now, but guess what?
So there's, every other there's, Halloween there's monster?
There's a moderate more a bit of evidence that ghosts exist what? Rather than monsters.
Because here's the thing, though. But wait.
Rather,
right?
rather than a beast that wait, doesn't exist.
Because, wait, what are you talking about?
I mean, when people say, I saw ghosts, yeah. no one says, I saw the fish man.
What are you talking about? People do that all the time.
Who says, give me an example of who says, I saw the fish man.
Bigfoot and Loch Ness are some of the most pervasive fucking myths ever.
Yeah, but don't like, no one's seen anything. No one's actually seen it.
They're fucking... Oh, my God. This is the wrongest you've
that's,
ever been.
That's in one localized area. Everyone throughout every country sees
okay.
ghosts.
I think that...
Come on.
That is not true.
No, I
that
think,
is true.
Everyone in every country
the
sees
amount,
a ghost.
Not everyone
the amount,
in every country. Someone the amount of in people, every country has seen a ghost.
The amount of people claiming to have seen ghosts and UFOs overwhelmingly outnumbers sightings of anything else.
Yes, that's true.
That's what I meant.
But that's
not what I meant.
You said nobody claims to have seen a monster.
Yeah, but that's because I talk bad.
Yeah, I'm trying to cut through the English.
Our
here.
English
Please.
Is very good.
Okay.
There it is.
All I'm trying to say is something that's like a human.
I've seen a monster once.
If something that's like a human but
I'm
way...
I'm looking at it right now.
There's a mirror.
Yeah.
Way stronger than a man... like anything that's
like a bear,
yeah,
yeah.
right. But like,
but it can't be a regular bear.
So
it
a
has
werewolf,
to be like the condemned two bear,
a werewolf,
that's
a Frankenstein.
A
that's still a bear. That's more heightened than
a
regular
fucking
bear.
Vampire.
It's a ghost bear.
A fucking Ligaroo, for all I care.
What is Ligaroo now?
We're going West Indian.
Oh, okay.
West Indian vampire or one of those fucking sucker babies.
Prata.
Yo, you walk into the forest in Grenada,
yeah.
and then a green weird baby drops down from
yeah.
the trees, and it grabs onto the back of your neck,
yeah.
okay.
and it chokes you out, and all it yells into your ear is, put me back where you find me. And then that's all it does.
Yeah,
and
but then it just turns out it was like Star Exorcist.
Well, it's fucking, it's, it's the stand that lands on Rohan.
Oh, man. You know who's got some good ghosts?
Oh, fuck.
Fucking Southeast Asia, that fucking ghost.
Yeah,
that's like
yeah,
a head
yeah.
with intestines.
Yeah. Yeah, no. That's legit, right? I think it's Cambodian.
I think so.
Or Filipino. It's super scary. That thing, right? But then when you do like if you do like the basic fucking, ooh, girl with the long hair. Ooh, you got long hair and I can't see your face.
She's gonna choke you.
Oh no!
See, now
you're gonna make noises that startle me. Ooh!
All right, now,
fuck you!
But you can phase through walls.
This bullshit. Who cares? That's why I say, bitch, nigga, ghost.
You are sleeping.
I don't give a fuck about no phasing through nothing.
And you look through the window and saw a weird green face. You shit your pants.
It's not. It's scary, but it's way less scary than a thing that can actually kill me. If you're just going to float around
Wooly.
And spook me out,
Wooly.
That's
no,
not
scary.
A real
Wooly.
Threat.
No, because it's a continual torture,
you're,
and then you'll
no.
go insane and lose your job.
Listen.
Whereas the werewolf will fucking kill you.
Listen.
The Frankenstein will fucking kill you.
Slow down.
For the vampire will fucking kill you
after a bunch
or make you
of torture,
his slave.
You'd rather die.
He'll make you his slave. He'll turn you into a ghoul or a freak.
Wait, what are you talking about now?
And then you get killed super easy by Anderson. And or Helsing's butler, because you turn into one of those shitty vampires.
I don't know, Anderson.
You're thinking of a thrall or a familiar.
I'm saying vampires can fucking kill you or turn you into a shitty vampire that has
yeah.
to do his stupid bidding.
Oh, mixed blood.
That's all. I'm saying it's a bad outcome, no
all
matter
right,
what.
Here's the deal, Wooly. Here's the deal.
A skeleton can fucking kill you.
The grudge can kill you, and it's a ghost.
Listen.
Sure. So that's what I'm saying. Special.
Okay, the special boss ghosts.
Boss
that's
ghosts.
That's what you're scared
boss
of.
Boss ghosts get
see,
are legit.
See, this is what I was trying to get at. But it's like, Wooly, you're making a distinction between what is essentially hauntings and malevolent spirit
entities.
Because our culture,
that's like making the difference between Twilight Vampire Man and Robert Pattinson and fucking Dracula.
No, it's because our culture as a whole, when we say ghosts, 90% of the time we're not talking about special ghosts. We're talking about...
No, I'm talking about pissed off shitty ghosts that are going to
yeah,
kill you.
And they just... No, but they don't kill you. They just float around the houses. and they just get people with the cameras and okay. they get the readings to go off.
No, no man. No,
and
no,
they
no,
make
no.
noises and they go, ooh.
You've fallen into the ghost industrial things. Complex.
Like, but yeah. I'm saying that's 90% of the bullshit you hear on
TV
all the time.
That's not what I'm talking about.
No, the special ghosts are legit. That's real shit and you should be scared.
If you saw fucking some guy just phase through this wall and disappear, you'd freak your fucking shit.
I'm not, listen to what I'm saying very carefully. It's very important.
Hold on.
I'm not saying that I would not shit my pants. I am saying that if it was that, I would be way less scared of that than I would a bigger, crazy, freaking, real physical monster showing up.
Okay, so
it's the lesser of two pants shits.
Let me.
I would shit more if a physical thing broke through the wall.
I want a clear answer
than a ghost thing bleeding through the wall.
I want a very clear answer to a very obvious question. Okay. A big green face comes out of the wall over there.
It phases through the wall.
Yeah, it's just the face. Yeah. And it's like bleeding. Yeah. It's like woolly something, you know. So
I'll squirt a little bit.
Yeah, okay. And it goes back in the wall, right?
Just like a Mio squirt.
All
right. Bam,
and
right in.
The door to our office opens.
Yeah.
And a fucking grizzly bear starts to come in the office.
Wait. He opens the door?
No, somebody
like
opens.
He gingerly turns the handle.
Somebody opens
and leans in and goes.
No. Well, bears can open. Doors. They're smart enough to open doors.
Okay.
And a grizzly bear just walks and sit and stand right there, right?
Okay.
Now, you're going to be more scared of the grizzly that you can just jump out that window to escape.
Than
the nefarious,
here's why your situation falls
force.
Apart.
Okay.
Yeah. Because both of those things are not, and they're not analogs. They're not the same thing. One is a real thing confirmed that we know about and can study.
Okay.
No, the other thing is totally
but here's the thing.
Bullshit we don't know nothing about.
That's the fear of ghosts. They're unknown.
But you have to take a monster that's physical, not a ghost.
Yeah, but any monster that you know the deal.
If a physical monster comes through this door, guess what? An axe, a gun, anything.
Yeah, you can
defend
deal with
yourself.
That.
Not There's against, hope.
No, but not against a really strong one.
No, you can't say really strong.
Okay,
now.
Okay.
How strong is it?
Okay, so the average, we're just going
to
say average.
How strong does a monster
okay,
have to be
on
to
its Pico? On its fucking Marvel card?
Yeah.
What is strength?
So
what is it at?
Okay,
zero being the lowest, seven being the highest. All right,
for the purposes of this discussion,
we're
going to go with the, like, imagine the dumbest, weakest Halloween shop versions of these things.
Okay.
So imagine, you know the little, like you know your kindergarten classroom?
Like
your kindergarten classroom vampire.
Yeah.
Or like a skeleton that only has human power.
Or your ghost that's just like a bed sheet with a face on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or like a Frankenstein with the nail, with the bolts coming out, right?
Yeah.
Like the dumbest versions.
Okay.
That vampire, you probably couldn't do shit with an axe.
Oh, that's... Wait, are you serious?
Okay, now you're saying vampire.
I'm saying that guy.
Let's go with vampire. But, like, Wooly, a generic-ass vampire, you could do tons of shit to them with an axe.
Yeah,
like,
it'll
but you wouldn't
it.
Stop him. I wouldn't.
Forever.
You could fuck them up really bad.
Because he can turn into a bat, he can regenerate, he can fucking... Do all you know what I mean? Like, he's stronger than a normal person.
No, hold on. The dollar store vampire doesn't have any of those high level.
He turns into a bat. They always turn into bats.
No, they don't.
At base level,
that's a high level.
You don't think a dollar store vampire can turn into a bat?
I think higher level vampires can turn into bats.
The older,
I think it's something you learn.
You don't think that's a level zero is turning into a bat?
No,
you have to be Alucard to fucking.
You have to be Dracula, Alucard, etc.
But
that's old style vampire.
The fucking Count Chocula's even like they always show those losers turning into bats.
Oh, you
Count
Chocula's
old.
I'm
millions
saying
of
Count Chocula
cry.
Is a fucking starter level vampire. He's bullshit.
He's not.
If he's a count, he's high. He's high up.
So here's the deal, Wooly. You're saying you're comparing dollar store ghosts against like top tier vampires here.
All right, we're losing the plot. We're losing the plot. All right.
And also when you compare classes like this, you don't compare.
We're losing the plot.
You don't compare the fucking.
Here's
pub games and the fucking low tiers. You compare tiers based
here's,
on the best
here's what
players.
It is. Here's what it is. Here's what it is.
That's
right?
Dracula versus Ringu versus.
If here's what it is.
If a zombie
if
came
the,
to the door, I'd rather
thing,
fight a zombie.
If the unknowable freaky thing just leans in, but it can't touch me or do anything to me in a physical way, I'm not as scared
as
a thing.
So you're describing a haunting, not a ghost.
Okay. Perhaps that's what that is.
A ghost that is malicious can totally touch you and kill you.
But that's not how, like, bullshit...
There's
like,
tiers of ghosts, just like there's tiers of monsters.
Yeah, I guess so. But, I mean, you know, when like I said, when 90% of people are talking about a ghost, they're just
idiocy cloud your mind.
Sure, but you're making it... You're being specific in a way that people are never specific. They just say fucking ghosts. Yeah. And they just say fucking werewolves.
That's because when you see a haunting, you don't know if it's evil or not.
Well, I guess, no. So if we have to break it down, then logically, yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I have it.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore, that's a ghost.
That's a ghost.
Right?
That's a ghost.
Okay.
Forrest Whitaker.
The movie Poltergeist is a malevolent spirit that don't like shit what's happening. And it is aggressive and throws things and fucks your shit up.
See,
then
that...
there's Paranormal Activity, which is a fucking demon that appears in a ghostly form and eventually, when enough fear has been established, gets a physical form and can drag you into a thing.
And is powered by... Yeah,
or
that's
the Grudge.
That's super... That's way...
So that's all we're saying is that there's
that's
fears
legit.
Of ghosts, just like there's a shitty vampire or a zombie.
What about...
Or like a superpower
like
Merman.
What about like Backdraft, where it's like the fire
that's
is sentient?
That's an elemental spirit.
Okay. Those things are real because those things can hurt you for real because they can take on the form of anything and fuck you up, right? That's in a category that
like a
certain type of spirit, right? That can do a thing like that, like use fire and whatnot.
Man,
absolutely shit your pants
draft
for real.
Would be so much cooler if there was like a demonic side story,
right?
On spooky ghosts.
Yeah.
No, I think it's just connotatively, right? When people just kind of throw the words out there.
In the common vernacular, you may, in fact, be accurate.
That's what I'm saying.
But,
in the common vernacular, I don't give a shit about the stupid blanket.
You're sitting at a table with, like, horror trope experts here. So,
it's
going to get more specific.
Think about the fucking average stupid Scooby-Doo episode,
that's
okay?
That's correct, yes.
Think about...
But that's, like, right, 100% some asshole in a costume.
All the time.
Yeah.
Right? Except for the ones where they're like, but wait, that doesn't explain...
Yeah, then the bad guy goes, yeah, no, I didn't fucking do that
shit. Right? So think about those guys, right? Every time there was a big Frankenstein, a monster, a sludge creature, right, thing with bats, fucking whatever it is, winged, all of that, they're running as a group for their lives from that thing
that's about to kill them, right? Yeah.
Even the Axe Knight... with nothing in it, is like, that's an armored thing with an axe,
Guess what? Axe knights, those are ghosts.
Okay. But whenever they would run into just a temporary, like transparent hologram thing, where someone shone the light in a way where they went, it would be fucking Scooby and Shaggy going, but the rest are like, what the fuck? That's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And that's the type of thing that I'm like, I don't care about.
Yeah, because they're hardened supernatural ghost hunters.
For real.
Man. They don't scare.
There's that old lady who's super tough.
Like if you wanna go real specific, I could call that an apparition. Whereas ghost is like the umbrella term. Like ghost means like canine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you have your subdivisions of types of dogs.
Sure, Dalmatians, yeah.
Right? Whereas, like, that's an apparition's like a poodle.
Sure.
Or some shit.
So a spook. I don't care about no spooks. Because if you don't have the power to rip my head off of my body.
Yeah.
Eh.
Let's say you're an old man that died in your chair.
At worst, you're giving me discomfort. Then, like, the worst you can possibly be is The Shining. Where you make me go crazy.
But that was like a million.
That's really that. That's the worst you can do to me. Without actually touching me.
That's so crazy enough that you attacked loved ones.
Yeah, that's really bad.
A fucking merman doesn't make you do that.
No, but he just fucking rips you apart.
I'd rather get ripped apart than kill my loved ones.
Yeah, that's bad. But I'm just saying that's the worst.
Well,
that, like,
clearly falls on the other side of that.
That's like the worst it can be with, like, the like, you know, psychological torture versus, like, physical threat.
Remember that
when it comes down to psychological torture versus physical threat.
Hold on. Remember that ghost presence does eventually suck that person's soul into an infinite, like, purgatory.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
boss ghosts can do that.
Yeah. No, but they did have to, like, kill him physically in the
well,
in
the
cold.
Thing is, Wooly, it's like if you see a ghost, you can usually tell if it's if it can kill you or not. Because a person,
if it's an old man wearing a hat and he's smiling,
right,
you're
no
probably
problem.
Not a known
if
problem.
It's a decapitated, screaming Serious Sam guy with the bowling balls on his arms, yeah, you run from that.
If a hobo breaks in here with a knife, I'm not gonna like it.
Hey,
if a hobo breaks in here with a gun, I'm really not gonna like it.
I have a question for you guys.
You know,
because I'm thinking maybe this is just me. If a hobo broke in, right, and he's like, I'm going to get you. That's the explicit phrasing, right?
Yeah.
And he's got a knife.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that scarier or less scary than if he's wielding a syringe?
That's personal to you. That's your own
horror. I had that thought. I was like, man, I'm more scared.
That is,
I think you have to be more precise and more coordinated to kill someone
with
a syringe
than a knife. And here's why that's illogical. Because the syringe, at worst, will kill you after a delayed period of time.
Yeah,
the knife will kill you now.
But then you don't know what's in.
Like, there's no reason.
Yeah, but an injection has to happen.
Or logic behind that thought process.
That's the fear of ghosts, because you don't know what's in that ghost.
I think I'm approaching it. I'm trying to approach it from a rational point of view.
We're talking about fucking ghosts.
The thing that'll... Yeah, but within the context...
I just realized we started off hard for October.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I kept it going, because I thought it was thematically appropriate.
It is.
That's what it is you can apply as much reason as possible to the scenario that is unknowable.
I actually really like certain myths or certain, like, because we were playing some shitstorm games in which a bunch of games, particularly from like East Asia or Korea or something,
or
Thailand, it's like ghosts have really rigid rules in this culture. It's like, this ghost appears like this. Why? Because they died like this.
You can't,
period.
A Ligaru can't come into your house unless you invite him.
Or a lot of Asian countries say,
But if you put a salt thing down in front of your door, no, that's not the baby monster.
Okay,
it's
I got
kind
confused.
Of monster. But if you put salt in front of your door, then it's like a Japanese.
Yeah,
like,
you know, that's kind of universal for a lot of
countries. It's a similar. Like,
vampires need to be invited in
for both like China and like Korea and like Japan. If you don't breathe, ghosts don't know you're there. Like you're invisible to them, because if you're not breathing right now,
you're dead for that time.
So you're able to sneak past them.
What if the ghost is like more than just a ghost? What if it's like a power spirit?
Yeah.
And it possesses
power spirit. Yes.
And it possesses a syringe.
It's okay. So it's a power spirit. That means
it's the guy from Geist.
It's the ghost with the elemental control of power. And it's gonna possess a syringe. Now, this is going to hold on. I can break this down.
Because it has power, it means the syringe can break through any wall at any time.
No, it can't because it's a physical object.
If a ghost possesses the syringe, the ghost can alter the contents of the syringe. They can alter the feel of the syringe. They can alter the desirability.
Oh, so it can pull blood into the syringe.
Yeah, it can alter the desirability of the syringe.
Sure.
And if it's really strong, anybody who picks up the syringe could possibly be influenced or under its control. What you really want to worry about is a poltergeist, because a poltergeist will just literally put the syringe up and throw it at you.
Yeah, that's bad.
Or like a syringe that's like It Follows, where it can only approach you at a slow speed, but it will never stop.
Just a slowly.
It's real bad.
Syringe.
It will always come for you straight to your veins.
I didn't watch
it. You really didn't need to do that part.
I didn't watch it yet.
You really. If you want to push buttons, we can sit here and push buttons.
I'm trying to maximize.
I didn't watch it yet, but there's a horror movie I saw a trailer for last night called The Red Walks, or Trail of Red.
Yeah.
It's about a woman lost in the desert, and there's one zombie following her.
Oh, that's great.
So very slow, but you're alone. Mm-hmm. So interesting.
I don't know. Over a certain length of time, that threat becomes like trivialized, doesn't it?
You gotta sleep though.
That's the other thing too, is like, is it zombie that like if I get a blood splatter on like my eye, I'm turned?
It seems like a very regular zombie,
because if it's one of those,
it's not a 28 weeks later zombie.
The infected from the weeks or days series, whatever you call it, they're mm-hmm. busted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
they're
mm-hmm.
OP.
The most OP is
Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Because it's like, no, your reasons for existing are simply that we ran out of room in hell.
The Walking Dead is very similar.
Well, no, that's just a cool tagline. It's not. There's not actual lore about that.
But no, but what I mean is that, like, the or source is not like, oh, there was an infection of some kind or whatever.
There, the
source is anything that dies is now turning.
Any human being that dies.
All death
has
become zombie.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you were able to clean up the planet, it's you could totally busted. Actually work. That would be workable, right? Hey, Jimmy looks a little sick. Put him in the box. You know, whatever, right? But man, that's dull.
There's no winning that.
Oh, Grandpa looks kind of crappy. Oh, yeah. There he goes.
No, human nature and fear of, like, you know, like protecting yourself versus the crowd means there's no winning that.
Oh, man.
Even if you were on an island nation or floating out on a boat in Sealand or whatever, they'd eventually get to you.
Oh, yeah. It's like the remake of Dawn of the Dead, where at the very end during the credits, they find a boat, they get to an island, and they're like, well
there are other
free.
People who had that
There's
idea.
Lots of people on
yeah.
an island,
yeah.
and they still get fucked up. So,
and then all it takes is one person dying in your safety measure to, like,
for any reason.
Exactly. So,
are we done with spookiness?
I don't think that's actually established in the remake of Dawn of the Dead.
I think it's
pure virus.
No, it's
pure bites.
Specifically in the old one, right, was where it was that most. I think it's never been more powerful than in the original.
Especially when
you had dude like brains, right?
Well, that's Return of the
Living Dead.
Yeah,
but that's
the most overpowered shit ever.
Because that one is not just the fact that they're like the dead are all coming back all the time, but if you cut an arm off, that arm is on its own now doing its thing.
Yeah.
And if you cut a finger off, that finger is doing its thing.
Yeah, there's a great scene at the beginning of Return of the Living Dead where they run into the one zombie. And they're like, okay, shit. So they're like, okay, they immobilize it and they cut its head off, and then the head starts crawling around biting.
I actually
shit.
Think the most OP is whatever the generalized evil is in Evil Dead, because that resurrects things that shouldn't even be, like,
oh, that's a demon.
Functional.
Yeah.
But, like, it still makes zombies.
See,
but they're like,
demons occupy this weird space between monster and ghost because they can do anything that the story needs them to
demons
be.
Demons have fucking infinity stones.
But, demons have rules, but you never know what they are.
Some demons don't have nothing.
There's a bunch of demons that
no
you're
rules,
told they have rules, and then when you
then
do
they're
the,
like, aha.
When you do the steps, they're like,
yeah, you're right. But I'm thinking of, like, the summoning circles and the bullshit like that,
yeah.
Right?
Demons.
Those, it's like you feel like there's rules to it. So, like, I don't know. I feel like that's way worse too.
Demons propagate their weaknesses and then laugh at them when you try
when
to
you try to exploit them.
I sure ate those crosses.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, oh, and they're like, ah.
Holy water. Oh no. Yeah.
Tickles.
Exactly.
It's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Right? The greatest trick
Man,
the devil ever pulled was
sure
convincing the world he doesn't exist.
You can sure kill me by sending me Oreos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, eventually.
Well, yeah.
Nah, that's pretty good. But yeah, that's all it is.
That was fun.
That's all it is.
I would love to fight a demon that you pull the cross out, and he's like, I like this.
Yeah, let me rub it all
yeah,
over my body.
Yeah, this feels
body.
Good. It's the opposite.
I should have looked up this Christ guy a while ago.
Reminds me of some. Never mind.
Never mind.
That whole conversation that I was creating in my mind has no value and was not worth it.
We were talking about your weed, Willie.
Yeah. How many ghosts and/or monsters did you fight?
Well, before that, I want to talk about Bluehost.
Okay. That's fine, too.
Support for our show today comes from Bluehost. They're the good guys.
Spookiest web hosting.
They're not that spooky.
No, I guess not.
They're actually pretty legit with that 99.9% guaranteed uptime and automatic updates. Truly reliable. Maximum security.
Very
malware
reliable.
Monitoring. Protection. Automatic secure WordPress installation.
Not even a ghost could screw up your website.
Hell no.
Bluehost.
It could try.
Especially ghosts in the machine.
Bluehost. More like Boohost.
That would be a good rebrand.
Fucking terrible.
It's still good, though.
Yeah.
It's the first one you think of.
They're a top-rated website provider. Over
sure
2 million are. Websites hosted.
Too many.
And if you want the freedom to design things the way you want without being limited by templates, you've got everything you need. It's easier than it's simple enough for beginners, powerful enough for more advanced users, and they've got 24
boss users.
There you go. They got 24/7 tech support, online resources, everything you'd need, and they've been the best recommended WordPress host on WordPress since 2005. So if you want to sign up and save 50%, head on down to bluehost.com/sbfcast. That's bluehost.com/sbfcast.
That's the one.
Thank you, Bluehost.
Thanks, Bluehost.
Thanks so much.
The podcast. Oh, hold on. Things are not working. Holy
That's gross. Okay. Maybe a ghost is fucking with you now.
Yeah, a ghost is fucking with
you. You talk so much shit.
I hope you become a haunted.
Computer ghosts are breaking things.
See, I don't, like, you remember just earlier you said, I will hope you, all your computers break forever.
Yeah, now I hope it's by ghosts.
No, no, I think that's too harsh, but I think, like, a generalized haunting on Wooly is something we can all get
Hey, do
behind.
You remember that Buffy?
And Wooly wouldn't even mind that much.
Do you remember that Buffy episode in the first season where they scanned this ancient book that a demon got sealed in?
Yes, vaguely, I do.
Became a computer ghost and then made a robot demon body.
Yeah.
And then it killed itself because it liked Willow.
And then yeah.
She, you know what she did, right?
I forgot.
She told him the ending of How I Met Your Mother and he killed himself.
And then Joss Whedon had sex with her behind the scenes.
He sure did.
I missed out on some... Some
Don't
news gossip.
It couldn't be less important.
Okay. Okay.
I struggle to care.
Okay. All right.
I want to see Lockjaw. Where's Lockjaw at?
Who's Lockjaw?
He's the big drooling giant dog in the Inhumans.
He's totally there.
He's super there.
I just want to see him.
Yeah.
I know he's there.
Teleporting people all around.
Yeah, and then that's what he's useful.
And this one is not working, so we'll just have to move on for now.
Wow, okay.
Right, so what did...
You punched a ghost.
I tried, but then nothing happened, because they don't fucking do anything.
You punched the wall, and then they
hurt
your hand.
How would you feel if, like, a ghost, like, did this annoying bullshit where it could move around freely, and it, like, just hung out, like... kind of overlapping with your torso at all times, talking shit.
Well, then he could think it's a stand.
So what you have to do for every...
Well, stands are ghosts.
For every one of these hypotheticals, you have to preface it or tag it with, instead of a monster hunting and killing you.
Yeah, okay.
You know? And in which case...
Does it change?
Boy, that would suck.
Does it change if the monster is potentially killable?
How easy?
It'd be really hard.
Can I just get, like, a weapon of a traditional type?
Because most monsters, like, in like, horror fiction,
yeah.
Like, if your local police department just showed up and they all shot it 100 times...
Can it be knocked unconscious with a concussive force?
No.
Okay.
You can only murder it.
And does it require, like decapitation? Or is it just, like...
Well, let's say it's a werewolf, so... Yeah, you could...
You can get it through the heart.
You can... What? That's not a werewolf thing.
But well, I mean, if you did it, it would die.
No.
If you impaled a werewolf with the heart, it wouldn't die?
Man,
says who?
Hold on.
Werewolf?
It's a big wolf, man.
What's the werewolf rules?
Silver.
Does it have to be silver?
Yeah.
Or
to kill, yeah.
Can you not just dismember them?
No, they just reorganize their body parts together.
So that's horrible.
That's done in the Monster Squad.
Really?
A werewolf literally gets blown up by a stick of dynamite in his jocks, just blows up, and then all of his pieces reattach to him and needs a silver bullet.
So
that's my go-to for werewolf.
If you road rollered a fucking werewolf, if you like steam rolled it flat, telling me it would come back after that?
Yes, because...
Well,
that sounds crazy.
Well, an Acme sort of situation where you got the keys to a steamroller.
I believe you, but that sounds crazy.
Here's the thing, and here's where
you can
all,
say that about any monster.
Here's where nearly all monster like rules start to break. And I remember talking to somebody about this because we were talking about Wolverine and how infinite healing would suck. And it's like, okay, any monster that has like a physical body, right? And like absurd regenerative abilities, right? There's two ways you can deal with them, right? One is you can incinerate them to like down to the particle.
We're still on our bullshit,
right?
Back on our bullshit.
Like
we'll never figure out what we'll
even cell. Even cell couldn't get back from being vaporized.
It wasn't a busy week, so
right.
That's fine.
And the other thing is immobilization. Like your rule, Wooly, about a steamroller. That's not great to kill it.
It wasn't a rule. It was just hypothetical.
Sorry, your idea about a steamroller? That's
scenario.
Not great to kill it, But if you could get like 90% of the werewolf underneath the roller,
and then you park it,
just park it,
and then you park. That's what I mean.
If you park it, then yeah. maybe.
Yeah, yeah, you pull the keys out,
and then you build a little pyramid around the steamroller. Yeah, and you're
just
done.
Cement
you pull
it
your
up.
Keys out, and you just whistle, grab your lunchbox, and go home.
And then you piss on it.
Sure.
Yeah. Fuck werewolves you. Don't like that.
Yeah, yeah. No, totally.
Vampires also have this problem. So do RoboCops.
I think when Celine from Underworld, she never thought about using a steamroller.
Or like if you took like a werewolf and you just like threw him in a huge acid bath.
Yeah.
It's like he can heal and regenerate, but he's melting so hard and so fast that he's never really, you know, or like lava.
And see now we're getting into
the scenario.
SCP.
The scenario sure. that you're fighting a werewolf on the precipice of a volcano
yeah.
is amazing.
Yeah, because yeah. He's going in and he's not gonna die, but then he's gonna just burn forever. So fuck it.
Or
get out eventually.
Turn into a burning rage lava wolf.
Now, fuck you.
Now that you
created a new cryptid, idiot.
Now that you mention it, because you mentioned volcanoes and regeneration, I'm like, there's another way to beat a regenerating enemy, and that's you launch them into space.
Into space.
What are they gonna do? Nothing.
I'm really disappointed that Nemu wasn't launched into space.
Nomu.
But anyway.
Anyway.
I thought he was for a second.
And then it turned out it was like a Smash Brothers stage.
Do you know why?
Where you bounce off the ceiling and then hit the fucking,
because a couple yards in front of you. Good guys aren't allowed to murder people.
Of course.
Never. Only villains do that.
Never do that.
Never, ever. Yeah, no, honestly, it wasn't that eventful a week. Like I said, I caught up to Hero Aka. And
now you're done. It sucks.
Macadamia's good. Stop I'm enjoying it. Nope. Stop. Now I'm doing it more.
You gonna start reading the manga?
No. Yeah. I'm not.
Don't the read the manga.
I'm fine as I am right now.
Only villains do that.
And I mean, unless that side story Vigilante thing never gets animated, in which case
it will
I'll have to eventually.
It will never get.
Mark it right now, right here, today, live on the podcast, October 2nd. It will never get animated.
Oh, no, I have
Pat.
An actual pretty good track record for saying things that will never happen.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess we could do a spoiler cast sometime, but it'd be weird because...
What is there to talk about?
Yeah, it's so early in the show, right? Like, it hasn't really even
Not
gotten going
yet. Not enough
plot
is really there yet.
Baka goes a cunt.
And we've seen our...
Fuck that guy.
Our Captain Garlock moment.
Yeah.
Right? You have that teased already, so you're like, all right.
This is where we're going to go.
This is where we're heading.
Boy, that's something.
Hope so. Hope for good things. Looks cool. And you know what always gets me in those moments? Whenever you have a peek at the future where we don't know what it is, but our main character looks cool doing it.
Yeah.
Every time you have one of those moments, what gets me and what I love and what they almost always never really do is to make the moment work, the hero has to show supreme confidence.
Yes.
And even almost like... enjoying what they're doing.
So like
right
at the beginning of season 2 of Hero Academia, he goes like, oh, this is good, this is the story of how I became the greatest, and it cuts to like infinity villains on the horizon
and he's like, bring it on.
Yeah, it's
right?
great.
And it's the same thing with Gurren when you get moment 0, episode 1, where he's like, every light in the sky is an enemy.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they twisted that line around for the real thing, but the point is that you see a sense of cockiness that you're like, yeah, this guy that was frail is totally fucking doing it, and he's like, he's got the attitude
now.
We're
going to get there one day.
But when you actually get there, a lot of the time they don't do that because they stay frail.
And
they're like, I have a moment where I'm full of passion because I just lost someone important or something is caused this moment to happen, but you never get the personality switch to the point where they're like, nah, I got this and I know what the fuck I'm doing.
I really want to see that happen after the story.
Yeah, I want
even
that
though
moment.
That would be before the story ends in a lot of cases.
I want the cocky smile in the midst of the bullshit to show that they've got it.
No,
because
that's not dramatic.
It isn't. He's right.
But then don't fake it to make the moment work better.
Fake it works.
Fake it harder.
They fake it because you know moment works so well.
It makes you really excited.
It does, and then you don't get the real thing.
Oh, there's a bit in the manga that was not mentioned in the fucking anime. You know that third Nomu, the one with the tongue thing that flies?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the fucking childhood bullies from like the first episode.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
But no one ever finds out.
I think they do. I think it's mentioned in the manga.
That's cool.
But like,
that's cool. That's really, that's dark.
That's why he does what he does at the last second.
Yeah.
And picks a specific person.
Oh man, we're really just throwing random shit around. But
oh, whatever.
I know, but
then focus up.
Yeah, I'm trying to
focus up.
All right,
do
focus
your best.
Up. What happened to your focus?
Never had it.
Kyle never had any focus.
He did, actually. Like, literally, your meter bar was called focus.
Yeah, but he usually doesn't have it.
You always have it. Every time you drink, like, beer, you have it.
Medium
beer
punch.
Beer doesn't help you focus.
It doesn't.
Plus medium kick. Absorb it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, man. I had some out-of-town friends, so, like, we just hung out. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have time to do much. You know, whatever fun things around the city. More axe throwing.
More axe throwing.
More axe throwing.
Stealing Matt's gimmick now.
More board game bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's one on the street that we're on, too.
Yeah, that's one of the things that was checked out as well.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff. And, like, the idea of... there's this one game we play called Coop.
Or Coop.
If you want to do it, if you pronounce it properly, coop in English.
I don't know why, but
coop.
I thought
if you're doing
it was
going to
be about Cooper.
Me too. Yeah,
no,
hey, coop.
Like coup d'etat.
Yeah.
And right. That's a really fun game as well. That's it's similar to Secret Hitler in the sense that it's like everyone has... Have you played Secret Hitler?
No, but I know.
It's amazing. It's tons of fun. We played that too. Secret Hitler is really good. You should play it. But coup is like a game where everyone has a role that's basically a different class, and you're all like different types of bourgeoisie, except for like an assassin.
Yeah.
And basically what you have it's like you go around the table and you take money, and then you take.
I like this game.
And then each person takes money, and when you have a certain amount of coins, you can kill somebody. Good. Right. But to mix that up. You basically, your role is hidden, but you can pretend to be anybody else until someone calls you on your bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And if they call you on your bullshit and they're right, you lose a character, you die.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're wrong, they die type of thing. And you can be like, I'm the Duke. I'm the guy with the biggest, like, I can reach in, biggest dick. I can fucking reach in and take, a ton of coins with one hand.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, if no one wants to risk it, they'll be like, okay, we'll just let it
what
pass.
What if everyone's like, I'm the Duke?
Well, that's then someone's got to start calling it.
Yeah.
And you know the number of dukes there are in the deck. So there's a chance that there's three of them on the table at a time.
I'm Spartacus.
Yeah.
I'm Spartacus.
But you have two characters. You're not just one.
Because that would make it too easy.
Right? So you have two classes that you can be mixing and matching.
So at best, you have a 50% chance.
Exactly.
Oh, man. And I'm Spartacus.
And that nature of the game is pretty fun. And makes you fucking... Do the Larry David stare at everybody.
No, not that one. We're thinking of the I think Larry.
Right?
Larry
I
David
think
thinks
you're full,
lying.
I think you're full of shit.
Okay,
but I'm like,
I think you were stomping on the roof of my apartment for fun.
Yeah.
You're using Parkinson's as a cover, Michael J. Fox.
And then you're like,
and then Michael just goes, no, all Parkinson's, and he just
okay. All right.
You can tell he never actually believes them. Never.
Yeah, so that's a fun game worth checking out. And I guess there's all kinds of crazy variants of like Jenga now that people have that are like way better than Jenga. And they have like I don't even remember the name. Like there's two and I don't remember the names of either of them, but like they're both like super fun. There's one where it's like you have multiple a grid of nine colors. And like, you pull a card out, and the card will either say stack onto this color.
Oh man!
Or it'll say take this stack and put it underneath that stack.
Jeez.
You know, or it'll be like put the highest possible shape on this stack, and you know, just all kinds of bullshit like that. So you have multiple Jenga towers, basically.
Yeah.
And you have to make them interact with each other.
I don't like that.
And it's way harder. And there's another one where it's like. You have your own personal like Jenga tower, and every turn you reach into the pile and pull out a new piece. Mm-hmm. But depending on what card you pull out, you might get like a rounded piece where there's like you pulled out a sphere, fit it in there somehow. You're like, but I can't. It's like, yeah, well,
I guess you lose that.
Yeah, and but then they have like a half sphere, right? Where it's like you can place it flat, but the top fucking sucks.
Yeah, and you can try and place it with the flat top part up, but you need a perfect base.
Exactly.
For that.
So and then you can there's other cards that are like give that piece to someone else.
Oh.
So you can just get these bullshit pieces where you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? And they're like,
a bomb piece.
Too bad. You know,
a syringe piece.
Yeah.
What?
So there's stuff like that that's really, really fun as well. And, I mean, I don't know. Marvel continued to happen.
Tell me about Marvel.
I got that Spider-Man DLC code.
Oh, yeah?
I watched. I got Homecoming.
Did you? You bought Homecoming and you got it?
I didn't get it.
That sucks.
I bought the fucking movie, which I was happy to watch.
And it gave you the code?
It did not give me the code. It said, look for an email in your email inbox within an hour. And
check
I never
your
got
spams.
It. I'll check my spam.
Well, the costume's not even that cool.
They're super. It's literally the Iron Spider with the fucking legs coming out of his back.
I thought I saw it online. I thought it was just like a silver sort of version of it.
No.
Okay, maybe I saw the wrong thing. Okay. But I was hoping it would be the yellow jacket, because that would be cool, too.
Man.
Yellow jacket?
The thing he's wearing on the cover of Homecoming, where he's wearing
the
debate club
not.
Jacket.
Yeah,
I thought that would be more fun with the headphones on.
Yeah, no, it's fun, but it's not that. It's fucking comic book art inspired.
But yeah, what do you want to know?
About what?
Marvel.
Oh, what's up?
It's a fun game to play.
How's Marvel?
It's a fun game to play, you know?
How's that?
I've learned some more and learned tech.
How's the fight game people about Marvel overall?
We're still playing.
Are
stuff.
You? Okay.
Waiting for DLC.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing.
That's weird. Is Monster Hunter out?
No.
They announced
there's a trailer.
They announced her a while ago.
It's a trailer.
Like last week, right?
No. You'll wait.
I expected the character to be out by now.
Nope.
Reality Stone. Reality Stone.
Web shot.
Reality Stone.
Web shot.
Reality Stone.
Coming right at you.
God damn
it. I love that picture of 60s, 260s Spider-Man staring at each other and they're just reality stone.
So something I thoroughly enjoy in early fighting games, right? And
when you say early, do you mean old ones or do you mean the early days?
The early days of a fighting game, right? Is I will do this a lot constantly, is whatever people are relying on and spamming where it's like you're kind of garbage but you have one thing you figured out
and it's pretty good
and that's gotten you way past where you should be online. I will have a thing that's dedicated towards making you look dumb.
Yeah.
And I will just do that until you have it, you don't have that ability anymore, and I'm like, are you ready to fight? Do you have a neutral game? Are you ready to play?
So what's the deal with Spider-Man's Reality Stone?
Well, it doesn't have to be Spider-Man, but it's more just like when your whole thing right now, a lot of really bad players, their whole thing is just, I'm going to shoot out the slow tracking fireball, which means if you land a hit on me, this interrupts it, right? Mm-hmm. And then they play, and then they don't have a game plan around it, but they just rely on that.
It's all defense.
Yeah, so you play Thanos, and you play Power Stone, and basically you wait for them to do it, and then you teleport behind them and wall bounce them.
And then you have a wall bounce and you go.
And then you do a mass, you go from there. And it's like, okay, now that we've established you don't have this thing anymore, do you want to play the game? Mm-hmm. And it's part of the reason why I picked Nekali early on, besides the obvious.
Yeah.
I really liked the fact that Nekali was like, guess what? Fuck your fireball.
He ignores the fireball game in a lot of respects.
Okay, you want to throw it out again? Okay, ground pounds, we got slashes, we got dive kicks, we got eight different ways to go fuck your fireball.
Has a lot of
come
characters
again.
That work to de-incentivize the fireball game.
Yes.
But Nekali is all of that in one person.
Yeah, he might as well get life back for getting hit by a fireball.
Every single thing he does negates fireballs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's I'm a fan of that, where I'm like, okay, now you have to play. You know, and then that person at that point might realize,
it's time to play the game.
And more often than not, that leads to a disconnection message at the end of the match.
How do they deal with disconnection?
Well, so far, because that person quits, but you stay connected, the match still counts. Everything goes through.
Hey, look at that.
Right? But you just get a little pop-up saying, network error at the end of the match. But it's like, no, they know what happened.
So here's the thing that I never understood about those disconnection shenanigans. A lot of time, people go, well, what about people with bad connections? You know, they shouldn't get a loss just because their internet crapped out. And I guess my answer to that is, yes, they should. If you go to a tournament or you go to a physical event, and you fall asleep in the middle of your match, and you trip and fall off the stage, yeah, or leave, well, like, you should lose.
We discussed it multiple times, but it's the idea that, like, you know, you have won a speed test to begin with to show if you can play ranked.
Yeah.
And if you can't, then you play casual games. Mm-hmm. And if you go into ranked and your speed test says you're fast enough, you can play, and then you disconnect early from the game, and it happens more than once, then you should get a thing on your account that goes, you're a rage quitter. And you should have an achievement that unlocks that has 0 points that says you're a rage quitter.
I think,
a little jail icon that says you're now in rage quit jail.
I think that it should be a nice, like, if you do it 3 times within a day or something like that, right? Because if you do it once a day, that's not really a
But what they need to have, because KI came up with the rage quit jail system, which didn't work initially because it just didn't. I don't know, whatever.
Oh, it just
didn't function.
Okay.
But the idea was good, where it's like you get to fight other rage quitters,
and
right?
And you get to see how it feels.
But then what needs to happen after that is if you keep rage quitting against rage quitters in jail, then you need to go to double jail.
Yeah, super jail.
Right? Where you're stuck in the double jail for rage quitting. And then you fight people that always rage quit constantly, right?
Yeah.
And then there can probably be a threshold on that,
yeah,
where it's like if you rage quit like 20 matches in a row nonstop, well, now you're in solitary confinement.
Yeah. You go, it says that you can play online, but you can't.
So, you know. It says connecting, but then you just fight the AI. You know, it's like the Nintendo approach.
And then the AI rage quits again.
Yeah!
Yeah.
You fight against an impossibly hard AI difficulty, and the AI always rage quits on you.
It's about to win, and then it rage quits.
That would be fucking great. Yeah, no. Whatever. Anyway, that's it. I did a bit of that, and I didn't have time for much else, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not true. I played more Summer Lesson. And I played some other, and I went back to the VR, and I buckled down and I put more time in on that because I was doing that with friends, and more Summer Lesson, then more Idol Master,
with friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I have
multiple
to get,
people in the apartment,
and I have to get ready for Summer Lesson Super Bitch Mode,
yeah,
or like step
Ojo
on me,
Sama.
Step on me, Ojo Sama, please, oh ho 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 ho. Editions.
You have to.
I'm happy that my VR headset is not broken, mm-hmm, and that it was just the new configuration for the new place.
Yeah. I never got mine working properly, ever.
That sucks.
It always like tracks wrong.
Willie, I've been corrected. It's actually Superior Spider-Man that you get, and you have a Iron Spider color along with Spider-Gwen colors.
Okay.
That's what you get.
Do you have it? Pictures of it there?
But you do have weird spindly legs coming out.
Yeah, okay. So I saw someone that had this online, and I was like, oh, it's just the silver arms. I was like, yeah, that's all right. It wasn't super
impressive. You get Spider-Gwen colors.
Spider-Gwen colors are nice, and the Iron Spider colors are nice.
Yeah.
But the default one with just the metal on it is like, yeah, it's all right.
Still cool, though, as a freebie.
I would rather headset and yellow jacket, personally.
Sure.
I would also rather good game characters.
Okay, because it is a good game.
As opposed to
as
Spider-Man,
we were shocked.
I had to correct myself there.
We were kind of disappointed. It was.
Yeah, I know. You guys love that.
No, it's my disappointment stems from this place. It's like it's a lot of fun to shit on a game when it's just bad, but it's a lot less fun to shit on a game when it's like
good.
Parts of it are bad, but like there's good in there,
the whole thing
just becomes disappointing instead of a fun thing to point at.
But you know what's worse than that?
What?
Lying about it.
What do you mean?
Who lied?
Pretending that it's worse than it is, trying to find things that don't exist.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
being
worse,
just
yeah.
being shitty. Like, no, the truth
well,
is...
Well, unless it's fun. Unless it's fun to do those things.
But no, but yes, but I'd rather... Again, no, because being honest here is that's what makes it worse, the part where the gameplay is good.
Yeah.
You know, and whatnot, makes it a bittersweet thing.
I saw more hidden things in the New York Metro City stage. There's a big billboard that has a debate... Mayor Mike Hagger versus J. Jonah Jameson. I'm like,
oh, interesting. We've never seen
so
Hagar's
good.
Debating powers.
I'm sure they're good because he's a wrestler.
I guess he's probably
promos.
He's probably like Rob Ford. He's probably just like got nothing.
Well, Hagger's just... alive.
Hagger is a combination of a pro wrestler and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Like, so Jesse the Body Ventura,
or just Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, because Schwarzenegger was a governor of California for
a while.
And so, like,
and Jesse was governor of Minnesota.
What's up?
One's harder than the other.
Yes. I was a Navy SEAL.
The harp system.
Oh, man.
The weather gets mind control.
Oh, man.
Follow my show off the grid.
How can your show be off the grid?
I'm off the grid in Mexico.
Doesn't Mexico also have a grid, Mr. Ventura?
Yeah, don't like it's question. Very well-known grid.
I was a Navy SEAL. I was
chemtrails.
A fighter. Oh, man. A wrestler. I fought for my country, and I believe.
Oh, man.
Old painless.
Oh, man.
You got anything else? No.
Yeah, what do you got, Willie? You got
bunch of slack-jawed what?
Yeah, what?
Sexual tyrannosaur. That's the line people like.
What'd you do this week, Pat?
So it's funny that we mentioned Marvel, because I didn't
Cuphead.
Play it. But
oh.
I did play Cuphead. I really have one thing to add to what you said about Cuphead, is that it's a pretty hard game, but it's not nearly as hard as I was expecting.
It's not nearly as hard as Dean Takahashi made it look like.
Well, yeah. Dean Takahashi has a long history of making things look hard.
When I played through that tutorial, I'm like, okay, here's the moment, and I'm just staring at the screen that says press Y in midair to dash. I'm just, now that I'm looking at it in front of my screen, now I can finally understand
the
that
pressure.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How do you not?
Yeah.
It's shocking. It really is. Like, yeah. I know this is being a dead horse, but I'm like, I still don't understand.
I'm like, the hottest takes.
But now that I'm playing, because it's like, I don't know. It's like, maybe the screen was blurry. Maybe the graphics were not as sharp as it looked like in this video. It's like, nope.
Nope. Like, I'd say Contra 4 is probably harder than Cuphead.
Contra 4 is harder.
And,
yeah.
Man, yeah. Can we get a new Contra 4?
No, just play Contra 4.
A re-release of Contra 4?
No, I want a new Contra 4. I want Contra 4 the second runner.
Contra 4 too, yeah. Okay, that's all right.
Because Contra 4 is my favorite Contra, so.
I want
really? Interesting.
Yeah. I want Contra...
It's good.
I adore Contra 4.
God. Like, okay, here's where it's at.
I'm not going to debate it.
There's
some
strong-ass contenders here.
Here's the problem. You're fighting nostalgia. So,
well, for me,
like,
here's the thing.
I got the Super Nintendo Classic. I played through Contra 3 again over like a little bit, and I'm just like, yeah, this is
Alien Wars is just too fucking
I need to specify why Contra 4 is my favorite.
Yeah, yeah, okay, why?
The main campaign, I think, is just as good as any of the others.
Yeah.
But the thing that pushes Contra 4 over the edge for me is the challenge mode.
Yeah.
Because none of the other ones have challenge modes.
Right.
It's true.
Adding a bloody palace.
And I never beat Contra 4 like on normal or hard.
Neither did I.
I got to the last level and you just couldn't do
Died.
It.
Died, yeah.
But I did all the fucking challenges.
That's okay. Hard.
Which okay. I, like, everyone I talked to was like, how did you not beat the main game but you beat all the challenges? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just the bite-sized little Contra thing.
You know, okay. So it's been long. We're past it at this point. So it's pretty much okay. Directly blame Billy.
Yeah.
Because Billy, back in the days,
what'd he do?
Billy was QA on Contra 4.
He was.
And we all were. But,
well, yeah, all you guys were.
But Billy was, since Billy's a fucking Contra god.
Yeah.
Right? He was the difficulty, like, tester that was like, hey, I can do it. That means any human being can. And, like, it was like shit. Like, he basically was able to verify.
It's a boon to
anyone. Humans can do this. It's fine.
It's possible.
Because
I couldn't.
Because fucking Billy the Beast.
I'm not a human.
That's fucked up.
Was able to, like, he was able to do it. Therefore, anyone else should be able
it's
to do
fault.
It.
It's his fault.
That's him. That's him. So, your favorite Contra is as hard as it is because of fucking Billy.
Good. That means I can always go back to it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that we talked about Marvel because that was actually a long segue for what I wanted to talk about. Which was so after we recorded the Fisticuffs, me and Lee spoke a little bit more about Marvel and about like its place and its timing and stuff like that. And he mentioned that like you compare it to something like Killer Instinct, which what was the phrase you used? Something about which is approaching like Smash Brothers levels
of unnecessary content.
Unnecessary content, right?
Yeah,
and like. I think the day after or like a few days later, Killer Instinct came out on Steam finally, which like now that I didn't have to, I bought it on the Windows Store, but it always gave me trouble. Like every time, like
I bought it on the Windows Store and it got zero trouble. Yeah. I bought the Steam version, massive trouble.
Weird.
On this computer, it will run in nothing but like.
Oh, that's a known bug that was on the day one, and two patches came out that day.
Okay, because I bought it on launch day, and it would not run anything lower than 720.
I can fix that.
Okay.
It's cool seeing like Total Biscuit going like, oh, wow, the menus go do, 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 do.
Because so many people like wouldn't give it a chance because of whatever it was on
chances.
Before.
I'm like,
it needs to be
I'm
on
like,
Steam.
We are years late to the party,
also,
but it's okay,
Matt,
guys.
I just need to have
Have fun with it.
I need 1 second.
Sure.
Matt says that will never come out on Steam. That's stupid. Microsoft will never do it. It is on Steam right now. Ha.
Oh, I said that at some point.
You said that many times.
Okay. I'm glad to be wrong.
But you didn't care that much about it, so there's no good feeling here. But I, you know, like many of the people you just described, I never gave Kai a shot because I didn't have an Expo, and because when I tried to get the Windows version, I would always have to fight it. Initially disappointing is the resolution bug that you just mentioned, where every single person that I know that bought the game the day it came out ran into that resolution bug of some kind. Like, why can't it go higher than 720? What the fuck? And direct input controllers are not supported, which sucks. However, I put some time in, and some other friends of mine got it at the same time. And boy, I really like Killer Instinct a whole lot.
Fucking idiot.
It's
like 4 years later.
Cue the giant check. Giant novelty check alert. Here it comes. Big KI money. Big Microsoft bucks.
I wish. No, it's fantastic. And
why you got a shill?
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad to, like, how do I put this? I don't know how I feel about it, because on the one hand, like, I wish I had gotten into it earlier, because like I would have been on the trade.
Many people,
but at the same time,
it's Skullgirls all over again.
I'd say it's like a more intense version of Skullgirls, because like the cast has like quadrupled since launch at this point, and like many, like my favorite character right now is one of the dead last to be added, which was Ram.
You like General Ram?
Yeah.
You like General Ram, really?
I don't like General Ram.
I don't like him either.
I love him. I think he's great.
Okay.
And Spinal and Thunder, of course, Thunder.
Thunder's the best.
But man, what is, like, is that game just over now? What's the deal?
Yep, you're too late.
It's over in terms of actual content being added in.
No. I mean, like, in terms of
playing it casually?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're too late.
No, there's
competitively,
still...
it's still going.
It just came out.
It's going
well. On Steam, for a Steam audience,
I'll
be going.
There is a late adopter crowd that are playing on Steam right now, so you can join
since
that.
Since it's literally cross-play on all three versions, like, there's still going to be a lot of
like, you can still make a lobby and still play against the
But
Xbox
I mean,
owners.
Like, as far as, like, Fever Pitch goes and all that, it's like, yeah, it's on Steam because they're finally decided it's been long enough and we kind of don't care anymore. So
that's really disappointing.
They maxed out the sales on Xbox. They maxed out the sales that it went to Windows Store. So then they want to max out the last.
And that's why
that
I was asking you the other day. It's like, well, when's Killer Instinct 2?
Well, here's my question now. Well, and guess what? You already got it. Yeah. And possibly 3.
Yeah.
Because of the amount of shit that's gone in over the years. Now, here's what I want to know. Based on this and based on similar experiences, because Skullgirls is not the same thing, but it's a very similar thing and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
When fantastic game comes out but is inaccessible due to
for whatever reason,
right? It's like, it's totally understandable when it's like, okay, I don't have the money, or I'm not going to shell out for this because I don't have that thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something that you can get, but you're just like, I don't want to.
What do you mean exactly?
Like Windows
you
Store.
Mean like physically acquire or?
No, Windows Store.
Like Windows Store, for example, where it's like, you can get this on your computer. It's just, ugh, right? Do you now, knowing that game is excellent, would you still go do it? Or would you still hold out?
I knew the game was excellent. I didn't know that I would like it this much. But, like, I bought it on the Windows Store, and every time I fucking went to play it, I had problems.
Okay.
Like,
I'm trying to figure out Windows Store
is games for Windows Live again.
Because I'm trying to figure out if, like, you're willing to,
like if that had been hassle...
Bite the bullet if you like the game
had
enough.
Had that been hassle-free...
Or not.
like to actually start it up and play it.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was the actual problem?
Like or like
my,
Origin.
In my start bar, I would click. I would type in killer. It would pop up. I'd click on it, and then it would start. So what was what?
It would
what
either would it would either not
you?
Do that, or my fucking credentials would be fucking wrong, or like, it would be
do you know
unstable.
What I do you know what I think the issue was? The fact that since I already owned it on Xbox One, mm-hmm. and then I had like my Windows account is just like my Hotmail account. Mm-hmm. I think if you own it previously and then you buy it on the Windows Store, then it just instantly updated with all my trophy data, all everything I've unlocked, and it would just go. Maybe that's
yeah.
The
it
issue.
Did not just
know.
Go for me. It was super frustrating. Couldn't stand it. Also, the version of that, like it, I remember originally having like goofy the way Windows apps come out
when
has really bizarre performance.
When
and,
I
like,
first booted it up,
stuff.
When I literally first booted up the PC like Windows Store version at Team Four Stars computers, mm-hmm. and for some reason everything would go in slow motion.
That's a fun one.
Yeah,
that's
and you would need to.
But Skullgirls was a completely different situation. Well, Skullgirls is like I can't stand.
That's why I expanded the you know the question to say like including that things like that too. But I just it bums me out.
Like
to
I'm not
say,
gonna play a game where I think every single character looks like shit.
Sure, it bums me out to say that like a game, especially like a fighting game. It's like right. It's like yeah. Unfortunately, that time has passed, type of thing. Because I'm like, once upon a time, if it was in an arcade cabinet, who cares? The cabinet would be around somewhere.
Yeah, yeah it's very neutral.
You know what I mean?
Where it is.
Like, the online's not as popping as it used to be, but whatever. There's still the game is out. It exists, and people will still play it because you'll run into it sometimes. You know, mm-hmm. And like yeah, now we kind of live in an age where since that doesn't exist, and there's so many choices with fighters and whatnot that like there is that sort of spike period, and then something really good. Doesn't matter how good, we'll still just kind of drone off in popularity until it's just
I'll say,
competitive
like,
left.
At least fucking Microsoft IPs will show up on PC and Steam. Whereas
yeah.
like if you don't have a PlayStation 4, you're basically fucked. You're gonna miss a bunch of amazing titles.
Yeah. But there's
at least Sony published ones.
But there's certain types of games where it's like there's no boat to be missed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like certain like first person shooters, MOBAs, things like that. Like there's certain games where it's just like, nope, it's out and it's here to stay. And that's it.
You want to play Counter-Strike? Guess what? You'll always be able to play Counter-Strike.
No matter what, right? And like, it hurts, but it's the nature of being a niche genre, you know? Mm. Which means that since you're a fan of fighting games, that, like, it sucks. But, like, yeah, diligence on that is a thing where you're kind of like, fuck, if I do like this thing, there's a time window in which
it's like, I feel like Killer Instinct was like the most extreme of all of those, in that it's like, it's an exclusive on a console that you personally have no reason to buy, right? I don't mean you, I mean like
you,
me.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I have personally no reason to buy this, unless it's for Killer Instinct. I'm mm-hmm. not going to buy a fucking console for just that game, especially not what it was at launch.
Bought a Dreamcast for Third Strike.
Killer Instinct is not Third Strike.
I hear you.
I'm
introducing the concept of I've bought consoles for fighting games.
Right, but like when Killer Instinct came out, it was like six characters.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Like I mean,
it wasn't six characters, but yes.
It was. Literally was.
Thank you for being condescending.
It was eight?
Six characters. Then they added Spinal and Fulgore over the next couple of months. Then that
wow.
was
okay.
the end of Double Helix's thing. And
my bad. Yeah, mm-hmm. go on.
Right, six character fighting games. Like, right. And then it's like, okay, well, it stayed there for ages. Like, it took like years for it to come to even the Windows Store.
It was six characters, but it was $20.
Yeah. Or free, but with Jago,
it
right?
was free with Jago, and then they started rotating the characters. Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, because even if we look at a game like, you know...
Like, what was the point where I was supposed to take the quote-unquote risk? I even bought the whole fucking thing on PC and then couldn't play it well.
Yeah, and I think about, like, you know...
Are you, like...
Even if...
Yes or no, are you going to buy an Xbox One X?
Maybe.
If you see it in a store, you'll get it, but, like,
no,
you're not going to go
if,
out
if
and get it?
So the reason I have a PlayStation 4 Pro now is because Sony puts out a shitload of... first party exclusives that I want to play, that I really want to
yes,
play.
Yes, yes, of course.
I don't care about Forza. I don't care about Gears, I don't care about Halo.
You want the most powerful console ever made.
if it so
that affects you on a spiritual level.
Level, exactly.
No, but then the question becomes, is there a third party game that I really, really want to play that is substantially better on the Xbox One X? You know, if so, then yes.
The only thing I can literally think of, and I don't even think you've played it, maybe you have, is like Tomb Raider.
Yeah. Or no, but I mean of the Tomb Raider. Going forward, right?
To backtrack a little bit, the news articles that come out like the one this week about Dead or Alive, free to play edition, mm-hmm. having 10 million downloads,
is
crazy,
super interesting to me, mm-hmm. and I need to keep on top of that type of news, because what I love to find out about is, in a world where even, let's say, a game like KI or something else that was like really, really good, it's like in a world where it's free.
I think it's a huge missed opportunity on Steam and Windows that there is no free to play version of it.
In a world where excellent fighting game is free. Will that be enough to keep a sustained population?
Yeah, it hasn't popped yet.
You know?
Nobody's actually given it the shot.
Will that be enough, or will that still go by the wayside after a couple months?
The one fighter being free in Killer Instinct is like, that was fine for a while.
Yeah.
But now they should have expanded it to be like 6 or 8 fighters that are free.
Well,
and then everyone else you got to pay.
Like a percentage of the roster almost, right?
Like General Ram and Arbiter should always not be free.
Yes.
Because that would get people to... Because when Total Biscuit played the game, he was like, who the fuck is this? Oh, it's the fucking Arbiter. I didn't know the fucking Arbiter was in this. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that talks about two things. One, they did a shit job at marketing the Arbiter. And two, like, then you're discovering, like, yeah, there's fucking guest characters in this game.
Dude.
And then people didn't know.
It's like a guest character in a card game. If you don't pay attention to card games, why would you hear about
it? Why would you hear about it? Yeah.
So, there are, like, two main types of business models that they could go on, right? In the free-to-play thing.
I don't want to forget a point.
Go on. So you got Dota, which is everything is fucking free. But you are drowning in cosmetics.
Yes.
And to the point where the community is allowed to make new cosmetics.
Yeah.
And, right? I don't think that's ever going to happen for a fighter. I think for a fighting game character, the amount of assets you'd have to create for a full model is, like, too much for that kind of community involvement. So instead, you go for the League/HOTS thing. You have the rotating set of free guys. Mm-hmm. So say Killer Instinct's, what is it, 29 characters now?
28, 29.
3 seasons worth.
Okay, 3 seasons
plus worth. 2.
Say 1/4 of those are free to play every week or every 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you discover, hey, one of these, I want them to be my main, use the free to play currency, or you buy them for a couple bucks,
yeah.
Right? That is what I see as the good idea for the free to play fighting game for the future.
Apparently, Keats wanted that, and Microsoft wouldn't go for it.
Fuck! That sucks! That would have done so well.
Yeah, might have.
Right. Apparently, that's one of the things that, you know.
He also thinks Fulgore is top tier, but he's not.
Yeah, but until you're a top player, you don't know.
He can just say no. You're all using him wrong.
He can. He can. He can't say that.
But well,
his wife said he wasn't.
But I mean, here's the thing: is that if you are looking at a game that has, like I said, like 10 million downloads, right? Dead or Alive 5,
Killer Instinct has something like 6 million. Like a year ago, they announced, like, congratulations, Killer Instinct, getting 6 million players.
Now, that doesn't mean
that,
shit.
That includes free people.
But that doesn't mean shit when you're looking at active players, right?
No, it doesn't.
So you need to look at active players to see. It's like, okay, who's downloaded this for free, but it actually stays and plays it, right?
Yeah.
Because basically that fade-off that happens with every fighting game will, of course, happen with the free-to-play one.
Sure.
But I want to know, like,
original number is so large if it's free.
Exactly. That the sustainability and the fact that there's no window... It's really just forever that you can play this. That's what you want to achieve here. And what I wonder about is, like, is it just due to this the multiplayer nature of this game inherently that you can't sustain a large audience in that way?
I see.
You need more than just cinematic single player campaigns? Do you need what effectively is a side scrolling, like, character action game?
I see two things
out of your fighter to really get people's attention and have them stick with it. Because remember, Dark Souls has a massive, awesome multiplayer function that people treat like a fighting game.
Yes.
Stuck in the middle of a giant single player campaign.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, I'm like, do you need people's attention like that where it's not the primary thing they're coming for even. They're buying it for that single player campaign, but you have an awesome competitive thing in the middle of that.
All right, so here's the way that I see it break down in terms of like, because
we've had years to see that like it's just not enough.
I similarly
I want to say that the goals I'm thinking of are like massive global. This game is getting played.
Counter-Strike, StarCraft,
PUBG.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Go on.
So. Okay, so fighting games, I think, because I have similar thoughts, because I thought Street Fighter V was going to be the one that actually tried it, and then they pushed out.
Yeah.
And then Killer Instinct on PC doesn't do it either. And then, so, okay, there's a couple problems with fighting games specifically. Number one is that all of these big, giant, super free-to-play games, they're all team-based.
Yeah.
All of them.
Cooperative or something.
They're all games that you can play with a group of your friends. And yep. I'm including MMOs as well.
Yep, yep, yep.
Having, like, right now, with me playing Final Fantasy XIV, for example, it's more about the guys that I hang out with in a Discord nearly every single day than the actual game itself. That's just the thing that we happen to play or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, people have their Dota team of them and their three or four guys at work. Right, or their family members or whatever, right? And fighting games, not only do they not have that, but like between any group of friends, any group of family, anything, skill levels form, and you know, your older brother or your younger sister or whatever, they're gonna stomp you, and that discourages people, right?
Yeah, of course.
Also, in fighting games, it's the long-standing thing of like there's no one to blame but yourself when you get stomped. Or maybe your opponent.
It wasn't your cooperation.
Yeah, it wasn't the team. It wasn't.
You know, yeah.
Right. The other thing, and I think it's an issue of platform. So all of the really super, super gigantic ones have been on PCs. And part of the reason is that it's like over a long enough time. Like StarCraft only got more popular over time because everybody could run fucking StarCraft.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody can run Dota and League of Legends and all the and Counter-Strike even, right? So it becomes like ubiquitous. But the problem is that fighting games aren't generally popular on PC because they've been poorly supported, they come later, or all the really intense guys play on consoles and all tournament standards are set on consoles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like you want that game, it has to come out day and date on the PC, and it also has to have the kind of infrastructure that these kinds of games actually support and have.
Yeah, and so that's
and I don't see that happen.
No, that supports exactly what I'm talking about, where I think that the only way to get to that level, because once again, you know, I talked about it a couple times when I feel like, you know, like MOBAs came along, like there's always a genre that takes the spotlight.
Yeah.
And like it can't happen with a fighter unless fighters get reinvented. Right? Something has to come out in a way that has a lot of the traits of a fighting game, but then approaches everything else in such a different way that gets people in and has people enjoying themselves, perhaps playing as a part of a team.
I got it.
Right? But you have to reinvent so much of it.
All right.
In order to get to that like global stage for people to stick around and actually be like, this is fun. And I see the competitive part.
Okay.
And or I'm having enough of it. I mean, I can tune in, play a round or two and like treat it like Overwatch. Mm-hmm. You have to change so much about what we do with fighting games now.
So I have the solution. I just figured it out. Okay, so you have your fighting game and you play it on a team, and it's 5v5 fighting game team, right? And it's all simultaneous, and all of your special moves are on cooldowns, and then you pull the camera out to be top down, and then you replace the stick with a mouse.
Yeah. Got it.
There you go.
Got it.
Amazing.
And the stage
super disagree with you in terms of like the fighting game needs to be reinvented. I think the modern current fighting game, especially something like KI or even Dragon Ball FighterZ, can do it. It just needs to have the actual structure.
It
needs to succeed.
No. What it needs is that, like, what's the most popular fighting game right now? It's Mortal Kombat X.
It probably is.
Like, it's sold the most, right? The first thing you need to do.
What level of popularity?
Yeah,
are we
qualify
actually
the question.
In terms of
the
sales,
question a little
in terms
bit.
Of sales.
But when you say what's the most popular fighting game
right now,
I think what game is being played the most.
If we jump on Twitch, what are people playing?
The last couple of years, what's been the most popular versus like money dollars spent?
Well,
Mortal
Kombat sells
the
most, period.
Sold
that's
the
easy.
Most, yeah. If just sales, then sure.
I talked about this before, and it turned into a joke. Matt knows the secret moves, But when people were playing Street Fighter V, like mainstream guys that were like liked fighting games, but they're like they're just doing special moves in Street Fighter V and just nothing's whatever, they tap two shoulder buttons in MKX and the most insane shit ever happens. Like button inputs need to change.
Yeah, but I
for that to reach that mainstream
and
audience.
Like we've been talking about
clicks
it.
Clicks is all you need to do in a MOBA and for cool shit to happen.
No, that's not true. You need QWERTY.
Sure.
And we've been
Terms of your fingers.
You need
and,
but, A, you need
but here's
B.
the thing. We've been addressed like we've talked about Rising Thunder a million times.
On a MOBA or an RTS, you are absolutely using just as many
Fantasy
buttons
Strike.
As
I've talked stick. About Fantasy Strike.
But we played Fantasy
we've,
Strike.
Yeah, right.
I like Fantasy Strike.
You just have
Strike.
The directions reversed where the right hand is the movement and the left hand's all the buttons.
And stylish slash easy mode has been in like every other major release.
The last like 2
constant.
Years.
But it's been there since Marvel 1, even way before that. People don't even care. It's
no,
not
no one
about
wants
that.
To play on baby shit
no
mode.
One wants to feel like that so they don't
then
and then they don't
then
get
all
that.
You have to do is not present it like that that's why
even
doesn't
matter
that.
They're not
it,
people are gonna smell it out
super moves in Mortal Kombat
people
are
gonna smell it out
two shoulder buttons it's, together
Matt,
and that's it universally
it doesn't matter.
They're gonna smell it out and they're gonna not like it
any
no matter what.
Handicapped advantage will make people feel
no
like
no
shit.
No I'm not I know and, I don't mean like when it says baby mode versus turbo mode in like an old Capcom fighter
yeah.
I mean the fact that like MKX or even MK9 whatever it was to do an X-ray move to do your the biggest thing you could possibly do and even in Injustice it's two fucking shoulder buttons people just want to see cool shit
I disagree, Dota and League and all those games and Counter-Strike one of their defining characteristics is that they're super hard to play. Mm. I don't think that is actually the problem. Like Dota requires you to play like a year before you understand the game. Like it has nothing to do with the time. If the game is free as shit, people will put the time in.
But what I mean is that if you play Overwatch and Overwatch came out, everything is a button press.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I mean.
Yeah.
But the problem, right? And to address to answer you and address what you talked about before similarly is that what I'm actually talking about here though is like what you described with easy things, easy inputs and stylish things happening for doing very little. We've seen multiple versions of that already and it hasn't taken. We've seen like there's Dragon Ball games where you just mash a single button and get all kinds of crazy shit. Like there's versions of this that still don't take because the nature of a fighting game is something where if you're not having a blast competing against other people online, your interest will wane because it's set amount of characters, set amount of stages. I feel like I've seen it all. There's something else that's going to catch my attention because the competitive drive necessarily is not in everybody. So why would they care to put that
so
much more
time?
So
you have to marry both a complicated
thing. I completely
thing and, like,
agree
an
with that
thing.
Because like
so. Yeah.
Like, look at MOBAs. Like, they're not flashy. Like, you're very far away from your character.
But they're addictive.
And it's an arrow or like a beam that shoots out. Like, it doesn't.
But they're very addictive, right? Yeah. And so that's why when I'm saying reinvent, because you went like, I don't think they need to be reinvented. I don't mean the gameplay in the way that you're thinking.
You mean the structure.
I'm saying the structure that the gameplay is sitting in.
Yeah.
Right? Because, fundamentally, if that nature of like limited cast, limited stage, whatever thing is like, people are just going to get tired of that. Like, we all thought if we cut out the middleman.
I mean, for fuck's sake, Dota and League have one map.
We all thought like, if you cut out the middleman, and so does PUBG, right?
Yeah.
And you get straight to the core of like, what is cool about reading the mind of the opponent, we could get to people, to the fun, and everyone will feel it, and it'll be great.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Because we've already done that.
Damn.
And we've seen it, and it still doesn't work, right? That's still not enough for people. And if it's free, does that work? Sort of.
We haven't actually seen it.
We need...
Try.
And that's why I'm so interested in that Dead or Alive thing, because I'm like, I want to see the version of that with everything else we're talking about.
I agree.
To
you
see
need,
if it works.
I want to see the widest net cast.
And if that doesn't work, if the freeness doesn't work...
Then it's too niche.
Then it's too niche, and that's what I'm saying. You have to package the competitive fighting inside of another game.
Yeah.
Almost. Because people are just not interested enough in the base thing to be like, I want to keep playing this over time.
I think fighting games have a really, really, really inherent problem. And I mentioned it a little bit, but it's like, in any game, it's fun to win and it's not fun to lose. In a team game, it's fun. It's great to win and it sucks shit to lose, but in a fighting game, like, it's ecstatic to win, but it can be devastating to lose. Like,
yeah.
Loss never hurts more than in a fighting game.
Yeah.
And I think that actually kind of locks out a huge portion of the audience by default.
Yeah.
People who just can't. Because there's going to be winners and losers in a one-on-one.
When I was watching Total Biscuit stream Killer Instinct, and I was like, whoa, this will actually make people play Killer Instinct.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that he's like, hey, when I lose in this, I always feel like I got an... Like, we make it a joke.
I got some good hits.
Yeah. And though I got two or three big combos that I was like, that makes me feel good that it got in. It doesn't make me feel hopeless. Like, if he had played or someone had played like Street Fighter V and they were like someone that didn't play games, they'd go and they get fucking wrecked. They get fucking wrecked every time almost. Yeah. But like Killer Instinct is just, and that's just the way the gameplay works. And I also feel like maybe not Mortal Kombat, but like it's really hard because you have to make your fighting game in such a way that there's depth, that there's easiness to some things, but not
like
everything.
The closest version of what we just described existing is basically Smash Brothers,
where
you have to do it so different that people are arguing about whether or not you're even a
fighting game, right?
Right? You create a complete paradigm shift by making the gameplay super different.
Yeah.
Fundamentally the same at the base level, but you still got teams, single-player adventures, massive package for you to buy.
Smash Bros. Was like free-to-play and on PC with scalability, it would be the most popular game.
Littered with Nintendo characters and also characters from everything you love.
Yeah.
Like, it's got everything going for it minus free-to-play and PC. And that's how hard you have to go in repackaging the concept of, like, this is a fighting game to somebody. To get those numbers, I think.
What Matt was saying reminded me of something a little while ago. There was this...
It's a new genre.
There's this big Twitter thread about developers sharing like tips and tricks and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them was a guy who worked on Gears of War. And he had two pieces of advice about player engagement that is somewhat vital to our conversation. One is that when you go into a new area in the single player, the first shot from any enemy will always miss your character. Guaranteed.
In MMOs?
No, in Gears of War.
In Gears of War, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
The first shot will always miss your character so that it lets the player know you're in a fight now, but it doesn't nail them with a cheap shot out of nowhere.
Okay.
And the second one, which is way more interesting, is that they had data from like tests and shit. It's like, okay, so in Gears of War, players who fail to get a kill at all in their first match are likely to never, ever play multiplayer ever again. So what they did is that for your first couple of matches, until you get enough kills, your character is weighted differently than other characters.
Weighted.
It has more health. It has more accuracy.
I didn't know that.
What?
It's harder to knock them out of chainsaw animations and stuff like that. So that the first...
You have a power character when you start?
So the first time you play Gears of War, you are nearly guaranteed
to get a kill.
To get at least one kill.
Wow.
And then within two, three matches, that shit just goes away.
Is this a known thing?
Well, it is now. It wasn't known until about a week ago.
No, and no one would catch that because anyone that plays the game enough and is good at it is way beyond that point.
Yeah. And it's what a great idea.
So fighting games need that.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Honestly,
that's crazy.
Fighting games don't need that, but but something similar to
something similar
could actually help a lot.
Like, I almost want to stop the podcast and just think about that for a while to decide how I feel.
Because think about it. When you start a new game of Street Fighter, Street Fighter 4. The day that Super Street Fighter 4 came out and a lot of people saw, oh man, look at all these characters. They bought it, they went online, and what happened? They got fucking
wrecked by anybody who knows how to play Street Fighter.
Trounced. And how many of those people actually were going to stick around?
Oh my God.
Probably not that many.
Because I'm thinking about the... Because
this is an implementation of what Matt was talking about earlier with, like, it's not baby mode. It actually just lies to you.
Yeah, and it's tricking people into liking it more than they would if they knew what it was.
That really good.
If you're tricking people into liking it more than they would. Totally. It's a movie ad. It's a trailer. It's a lie.
I would argue that anyone within even the lowest tier of any competitive game would absolutely stomp to shit any player with nearly any advantage, right? So like if
once you know about like movement and like not to get how to not get hit and how to maximize your reloading.
Like Wooly, I'm a fairly terrible MOBA player, right? Mm-hmm. But I play them casually. If me and you played against each other on your first match, you could be given straight up numerical advantages and I would still win, but you'd probably get me a couple times.
Yeah.
Right? Like there's value in that lie.
Do you remember that level of Titanfall 2 where it's just a war?
Yeah.
And you drop down and then the first thing is like take cover from like the cannons.
Yeah.
And then you go and you fight a bunch of junk Titans.
Yeah.
And you get this awesome cinematic like Normandy moment.
Yeah.
Then you go into the gates and then some real fights start.
Yeah.
And then you go beyond the gates and it gets fucking real.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's kind of like a thing that like I feel like is almost like what you're describing, where the first junk Titans you take out are super easy to kill, but you're still taking damage from all
sides. They're there to empower you,
and you feel good about the momentum that you use to blast through that fence and then get into the real fights.
Yeah,
but in a fighting, but like
people would notice and they'd freak out
instantly,
and that's the problem. In Gears, no one knew about this until the guy mentioned it.
Because you die multiple times per game.
And it's subtle.
It's just like everyone doesn't notice. There's,
the KDR in a fighting game is 2-0 or 1-2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the end of it. Like
your KDR is 100% or 50% or 0.
That's it. Unless you're playing Smash Brothers, which again, paradigm shift.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay,
Just do a Killer Instinct or a Street Fighter V and actually give it the entire free-to-play structure. God damn it, please. I want to see it. I know that's a big risk to just ask, but still.
I mean, even things like Dive Kick, you know, like had like that life. And then it's super dirt cheap, and it's just like, I mean, it's a simple fighting game, so of course it's not gonna last like years.
He learned all his balancing from Dive Kick.
But like even Dive Kick as an example is something that like, you know, is not immune from this overall like I'll call it FGC entropy.
Boat missing.
You know what I mean? Yeah. The energy and the scene and the hype just like leaves because people just don't care over the course of let's say 30
luckily,
to 40 days.
Luckily, there's 3 to 4 friends of mine that also picked up KI at the exact same time, and we're all playing in our little
and
casual
that's the
group.
Best. That's fun. That's the best fun you can have.
And also,
right now,
luckily, because of my position as somebody who has a lot of followers on Twitter, we all have the superpower where I go, if I were to go, hey, does anybody want to play Killer Instinct? Like, I'd probably get some matches, right? But that the average person doesn't have that.
They don't?
No.
No.
They don't?
They don't.
Why are you... What is the quizzical tone at the end of this?
I think Matt's tired.
Okay.
Move on.
We'll move on to a game that I know Matt's your name.
That's my name.
No,
usually.
There's going to be a reason in a second why
Mr.
I Kovaleski, said that wrong.
If you're feeling nasty.
I feel nasty. I know you played this a while ago, but I don't know how much you played it. I think I might be coming up on that. Mad Max was $11.
Yes. I've seen you agonizing on Twitter over
$11 spent.
That
was like a
30-minute
That was like a 30-minute thing where I'm like,
It's fucking, like any game is almost worth $11.
What number would you give that game?
A dollar sign or a review?
No, like
sign?
A review out of 10.
Give it like a 7.5.
I'd give it like a 7.5. Yeah. Like
it's good. It's fun.
It's good, but completely unremarkable in any way whatsoever. It's
the only thing that's really cool about it is the driving past the boundaries thing.
3.5 stars.
And driving in that game feels really fantastic, thank God. It also looks amazing on
PC. A problem with it is that I actually think it's very like immersion breaking is the fact that they couldn't get like the likeness of either Tom Hardy or Mel Gibson, and just this generic man boy.
But
it's really rough.
Not surprising though, because like their actor likenesses, you know,
yeah,
like,
but,
they're
but
likely
you got
to
the
just
fucking license for the show for the movie. Get the license for
again.
The
they're not Marvel.
Actor.
You know, they're not. They aren't.
It's like it's the weirdest thing.
It's
like
it's Warner Brothers for goddamn sake.
The most.
It's the fucking movie company.
The weirdest thing is that like the story is all like it's all just a prequel to Fury
it's got
Road
the cars, though.
And
basically.
it's got all the characters and tribes and you get to find out more about those weird spiky dudes and shit like that. So that's really interesting. But like,
do you enjoy old Mad Max cars?
Yes. And,
yeah,
and like, but it is very much like go to the point, climb up the point. Man, there's a lot of these little things to fill out on the map.
There is.
And sometimes I just need that.
Really?
Yeah.
What's fun is like since when you drive 3? Out.
Since Assassin's Creed.
When
since,
you drive
I like
out
filling
to
out
like,
a map.
An underground bunker, and you find like a photograph of the old world.
And he says something smarmy about it.
And he says something smarmy about it. That's like the actual thing. Because me and Willie did a video for the game, and we're like, it's actually, yeah, it's a good game. It's just, yeah, it's kind of unremarkable.
There's only one real big problem that I have in it. It's got the Batman combat, and I actually like it quite a bit. It feels good.
Because you have suplexes in this.
It looks cooler than it is complex.
You German suplex dudes, that's cool. My main problem is that, like, every fight that I've gotten into, it's against 2 to 5 guys, and it's over in, like, under a minute.
And that gets me into a weird thing. That game, and what I've seen of the Batman stuff, and some of the other games like Assassin's Creed.
You haven't played Batman Arkham Asylum. You.
Yeah. Hmm. And when I do...
Have you played any of the games that have that combat engine?
Like by yourself.
Mad Max, Assassin's
Creed. By yourself.
No, but, like, the Batman, like hit wide again.
Yeah,
counter.
That's what I'm about to talk about.
Okay.
If I can,
because
you,
you didn't play the original one that they stole from.
No,
so it's a little.
But if I can get to
you
it,
can.
Killer Instinct had 6 characters.
It did.
You did.
It 100% did.
Damn it! He's accepting.
He's accepting these
it's
things.
It's not fun now.
And when I play Batman, I'm going to play it for myself. So the thing with the combat that's interesting is that it looks really cool.
It does.
But there's a fine line between too many punch lasers, because then the whole combat thing is automated, mm-hmm. and you're like, this doesn't feel like a fight.
Yeah.
Right? So you're like, what is that? How do we dance between cool cinematic moments as I take on a group versus I barely did anything and everyone's dead?
I think Arkham City probably did it the best of... No. I think Shadow of Mordor did it the best.
Mm.
Shadow of Mordor does it really well because the basic combat structure is attack and counter, right? And then there's a third move, which is dodge or flip or some bullshit that is like for unblockables, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the important thing is that they have multi-button presses that do weird shit, like instantly kill someone or knock them out or throw them into somebody. But Shadow of Mordor also had... from a grab state, do like 8 different things.
Yeah.
Turn them against the other characters.
Keep them alive, but maim them.
Explode them entirely.
That being said, Mad Max combat is like, yeah, it was kind of a necessary evil, or I'm like, I'll do it, but I actually want to drive around in my car and kill people that harpoon them with my car and drag them around. Like the on-foot combat was just kind of a thing I had to do in certain sequences, like when you're going into a big compound, you got to do it because you can't drive
your
car.
Guys.
But like if it didn't have the car like if it just had driving from point A to point B, when you're actually shooting things with your car, harpooning them, because you can upgrade your car just as much as you can your fucking character.
You can upgrade your car more than Max.
That's where that actually shines, and the combat thing is kind of just like, yeah, it's fine, it's functional, it's fun, but it's
you know
not
what?
Really.
It playing it makes me incredibly excited for Shadow 4 that comes out like 2 weeks.
Spend your loot boxes, bitch.
The balance of like what I about that combat stuff, automated and versus, you know, and automated cinematic versus you're actually playing and whatnot.
Yeah.
I think one of the best versions of it I can think of right now is Sleeping Dogs.
Yes.
I think Sleeping Dogs
is a very good balance
great
of
version.
Getting to that point of the map where you throw a guy's head
there's
into a
thing.
There's
tons of interactables.
Versus doing actual straight up combos.
You're really fighting for real. But then there's 8 or 9 points around the map where that's an insta-kill.
If only Square Enix hadn't completely squandered the franchise and one of the biggest bungles I can think of.
What you didn't like Triad Wars?
Yeah,
did
no
that
one
even
fucking
come
did.
Out?
It did.
It did.
What is it?
It's bad.
No, but what actually is
it's
it?
It's online
bad
dogs.
MMO.
Good job.
And then Smash and Grab, which then bankrupted the company.
Sleeping Dogs is a great fucking game.
It is.
Combat was the best balance.
Yeah, Wooly, did you play Shadow of Mordor?
No.
If you really liked Sleeping Dogs,
all of the above,
then you should absolutely check out.
Can you die in that game?
Mordor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should play the PS3 version.
Yeah, I mean, did you take a look at the video me and Liam made of the PS3 version?
I was there too.
Yeah.
Oh, you were? I fucking forgot.
Yeah.
Because all I remember is...
Actually, I came in and you guys played it and showed me.
I remember just Liam for months and months and months being like, I'm trying to track down the PS3 version of Shadow of War. Yeah, I would highly recommend that because it's amazing. Fun.
Cool. Well, fortunately, there's not a ton of news this week. So
fortunately,
we waste all that time talking about dumb fighting games.
We wasted talking about vampires versus ghosts.
Gentlemen, I would not change a thing.
I wouldn't.
I have thoroughly enjoyed this podcast.
This is good.
So we talked about Golf Story. Bam, that's one off the list.
Bam,
we talked about Dead or Alive. Bam, that's one off the list.
Shit,
we talked about Cuphead. That's one off the list.
No, there's a bit of Cuphead news. I see.
Sure, Funko Pop isn't fucking up this time by making Cuphead figures.
Heroes do that.
Little fucking cool Funko Pop figures that are of Cuphead that don't have dead.
They're actually just accurate Cuphead figures.
What is the distinction? Why do they choose to do some Cuphead?
No.
Because the company is called...
This is literally only it. This is the only ones I've seen them where they break the mold that hard.
There's a factoid that I didn't know.
I like Mugman more than Cuphead.
Everything.
What is the change?
Funko is the company. Mm-hmm. Pop is the vinyl figure toy line.
What? What's the difference?
Funko
Pop is got the black eyes.
Exactly.
But Funko is
Funko,
the company that
the
owns
toy
everything.
Company doesn't always make Pop figures.
Okay.
Pop vinyl figures are the shit ones that we know about.
Okay.
But Funko is just making normal toys here.
Oh wow, that's
especially
weird.
Faye Valentine. So this is a normal Cuphead figure.
Okay.
And he's black and white. I'm like, look how cute Mugman looks.
So good job, guys. You showed you could do it.
They did it.
Even though those eyes, if you take away the pupils, are basically the same thing.
They're there. They're buried, but they're there.
No, so that's already there. Have you guys seen the new character in Rivals of Aether?
I started watching the trailer and I couldn't discern what the character looked like.
Yeah, same here.
So
it was hard.
I was watching it before you came in.
The art is a little bit like unclear on the thumbnail, but when you watch the trailer, it becomes very clear.
Because it's a fire-based character.
It is. Well, I mean, there's a lot of fire-based characters.
Even though Zetterburn is literally a fire-based character.
As is Forceburn, because the plot is about fire.
Right.
The story is about the flame. Basically, so people that manipulate and wield the fire are
Dark Soul, yes.
Exactly. So this is the first sword character.
Because it looks like Hyperlight Drifter.
It looks like the Hyperlight Drifter.
Yeah. Mixed with the furry world of Rivals of Aether. But what's cool... Finally. Hey man, Ori's in it.
The Furry Light Drifter?
Ori is in it.
What's super cool about this character, though, Clarion... is that they're a sword character in the Smash Brothers type, mm-hmm. right? So they have you'll see lots of those moves and whatnot. But the tip, as with Marth and the other sword characters, is where all the damage lies.
Right.
Here, it's a fire sword, but the tip is ice. So when you land, the hits with just the blue part of the sword.
So it's a Black Panther with like a techno goggles and an ice sword is what you're saying.
The Hyperlight Drifter.
When you hit with the tip, the characters freeze and it's a better hit because you can do more off of it. Because
there's hit stun.
Exactly. Extended hit stun off the tip. So it's not just extended damage. It's literally it changes the type of strike, which means if you're precise, you're a fucking beast with this character. Rivals of Aether is like so legit.
Yeah, it is.
I'm really happy that it's getting like releases on multiple consoles now. It's getting like guest characters. It's really in a full story mode. Like I didn't expect this
to get to that full story.
I didn't expect this to get the treatment that like not Smash Clones that Smash Clones usually get.
Yeah,
rather.
Smash Clones usually live and then die after like a month. Because
it's not Smash.
You know, and because like the Smash community will be like, yeah, it's just not close enough. But these guys are doing their own thing with a flavor of like, you know, we want a sword character, we want this type, we want that type. The basis of
Rano, I don't even know. This is a frog martial artist. I didn't know about that guy.
Oh, I think you missed that podcast.
I must have missed it.
Yeah, he's a martial arts frog. Rano is the other character that just got revealed.
That's much like how Fight and Rage does their enemies, because they're all like, you know, a fucking monkey that has like Jackie Chan style or Jet Li style or Bruce Lee style, and it's all like, you know, like brutal paws of fury.
Right.
Has finally come back.
Serrano's all about like kicks and like stomping on your head.
Cool.
And poison.
Yeah. So it's
because he's a frog. Frogs are poisonous.
Yeah. So I, like really cool archetypes, you know, like I love what they're doing with like it's like you've seen that type of character before. That's like a Sheik. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Quick hits, very fast, multiple ninja type moves. But they're very unique.
Wang Tang.
And like awesome designs doing their own thing, yeah. Which is not the same, cannot be said for all Smash clones.
I forget
about the one that like we talked about last
time. The Project M one?
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Brawlhalla.
The real function versus function?
I don't even remember the name.
Yeah, because it's functions.
I watched so much fucking footage.
But Matt said Zetterburn, and I like, said Forsburn, because
so
we remember the characters
game.
In this.
Hey, Brawlhalla.
Cool.
Brawlhalla is the default Dan of fighting games.
Oh, man.
So that's Rano.
That's Rano. Cool.
Yeah.
Man, that was
we talked about
a bunch of news.
We talked about toilet paper already.
Yeah, there's
in
villains.
The front, you savages.
Yeah, there's right. No debate here. I'm glad we're all on the same page for once.
So we can just get to the last couple things. One, Good Life campaign is going, and there's a dog mode coming to that. So if you're interested in
didn't help
in backing the game,
it's not gonna make it.
It's asking for a lot of money.
It's asking for the appropriate amount of money for a game of this type and caliber.
Which happens to be a lot of money.
Which happens to be a lot of money, but it's not going to make it.
It's not doing great. But there's a dog version.
I'm very sad. There's a dog version.
Also,
to see if people are willing to...
Could you do me a favor? Could you hit that little bar graph thing next to the bar underneath 19%?
The little...
Where it shows you...
Stats.
Yeah.
Yep. So
yeah, that's what I thought.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for Fig Fun. So it's about 50-50, just like nearly all Fig stuff. Part of the problem isn't just like, for whatever reason, consumer reaction to this Fig campaign is low. Also, it's like, did Deadly Premonition make any fucking money?
It made tons of money.
Did it?
Yes, because when it came out initially on Xbox 360,
they sold it for $30.
It was, no, $19.
$20. It was $20, and
they advertised
that it was $19.
Damn.
It was on the fucking print ads.
Then I don't know what's going on here.
No, the problem, I think, is that, A, it's on Fig. People don't want to sign up to a new thing. Why is it not on Kickstarter?
Like, the only thing that I can think of that has succeeded on Fig so far
is
games that were already established on Kickstarter.
Exactly.
Pillars 2, no problem. You know why? Because Pillars 1 came out, and it's everything that
already has goodwill.
You know,
the other thing is that the actual game pitch has not been great. It took.
Well, I don't think
it
people expect.
Like,
did this
5 minutes and it took 5 minutes into a 6 minute video to tell you even what the game like what
yeah.
you did
yeah, yeah, yeah.
or what it looked like.
No,
they didn't do a good presentation, but at the same time 2,000 backers is like too low.
Also right, like one besides the expectation being like whoa, like that's not at all what people thought was going to happen.
Yeah,
if this game did not have the name of the person who was making it behind it and you saw this as a trailer on Kickstarter, what would you think?
You'd care even less, which is shocking because people don't care with his name attached.
Yeah. So even you, would you look at this as a project that you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to jump in on that?
No.
Yeah. So that's kind of why.
It's a weird
situation
where you like Kickstarter.
That's why it's getting the reception it's getting, because it's just. Unfortunately, not what people who are fans of him are looking
style,
for.
I like it. I can see many people not liking it.
It's weird because Kickstarter and Fig let you see bombs in the future.
Yeah,
and nothing.
Like, because if this is what you're looking at for a campaign to fund it, imagine how fucking bad it would bomb when it came out as like a publisher backed retail product.
And nothing about Swery is like. It makes you a fan of like this necessarily. The weirdness, yes, but you don't like
the other thing.
The people that are following him to see what he's going to do aren't necessarily looking for this,
a new thing, because people actually just want like there was talk of like Deadly Premonition 2 and like continuing D4 and both those things. Well, Deadly Premonition wrapped up. People still wanted a sequel, and Deadly and D4 obviously super needs a sequel. Because it was the most cliffhanger shit ever, is that this, like, while I like this concept and it's a brand new thing, if you wanted for it to succeed, it should have been called Lethal Memories. It should have been called D5.
There's something.
Then you would have had people talking at
the like I said when we first saw this. This is super weird. I didn't see it coming. But I think it's cute, and I think it'd be fun if it existed. But
it's not going to.
This reminds me a lot of David Lynch for a lot of reasons, not just because of Twin Peaks, but because like and Deadly Premonition, but because of the way they make weird shit, right? And Swery makes just weird shit that has nothing to do with anything.
What?
Just like David Lynch's films afterwards, right? And I don't know if this is a quote. I don't know where I heard it, and I don't even know if it's real, but I can imagine it where it's like, hey, David, don't you want to make movies that people want to watch?
No.
And you can just imagine the response being, no, I want to make the movies that I want to make, right? Because that's the feeling you get watching a David Lynch movie, right? This is not for you. This is for David.
Right? You're a passenger.
And I kind of get that with Swery as well, but games are not movies. Especially not when they're crowdfunded.
Yeah, barely ever.
Like, you make a game that you would want to play is the oldest thing in the book, right? But also, it's under the assumption that other people would want to play it as well.
You look out at the sea of things that you don't like, and you make the thing that doesn't exist yet.
It's just
a
like,
big poop. And then you put a smiley
there's
face.
A lot of things going against this.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yep.
And it's like, it will literally not make it. There's no way it will.
Unless someone's super rich and crazy.
Donates what?
1.21
$1 million.
$1 million.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot. Here's hoping this is one of those crowdfunded games that fails and then immediately announces that they had a publisher anyway.
All along, yeah. Or just one came aboard, whatever.
Yeah. Bummer.
There's no like oil tycoons out there that are bored.
Can we get some Saudi princes?
Yeah,
I want to see these girls turn into cats.
Right? Can we get a Saudi prince to send to Swery one of those really expensive like suits? And oh well, okay, maybe not.
The publisher I talked to, who's involved with the takeover, they're really good friends of Swery, and I'm like, do you have like $1.2 million just hanging around? They're like, no, we don't.
Mm. So. Maybe the problem is that the primitive choppy 3D gets in the way.
Oh yeah.
And overall, people's impression of it is that it's a mediocre.
Yeah, what is this?
I saw this in Star Fox 2. IGN's review of Star Fox.
You know what's
Fox
shocking 2. Is I played Star Fox 2 on the Wii.
You got a SNES
on
Mini.
The Super Nintendo Classic Mini. Yeah, I did.
I
got it. Star Fox 2 actually is much smoother and has a better frame rate than Star Fox 1. I was actually shocked. Mm. I was like, whoa.
You know what I bet happened? The reviewer remembered Star Fox 1 from their childhood and remembered it being smooth, which is super wrong.
It's not, but it's still fun.
And then played Star Fox 2 and went, this is so choppy and shitty compared to Star Fox.
I wouldn't even be surprised.
Because they were comparing what they thought of Star Fox 64, which is very smooth, to Star Fox 1.
Because Star Fox 1 is choppy, still fun.
I remember Star
music.
Fox 1 being choppy to the point of unplayability back in like 95.
Nah, right? Not unplayability.
I hated it.
Hey,
I would.
You know, Billy got his by doing the old road trip.
Oh,
just
did
like
it?
We used to do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
and it worked.
It totally worked.
Can I have one?
I tried.
Did no.
You? Well, you could just, I mean, he's small. You can just overpower him.
So, yeah. Thanks, IGN. What is cool. You told me about this, actually.
What is that?
Was Ask Credo. Ask Credo has a new update that's
yes.
coming after its initial
How
release.
How excited
this is
are
the
we
weirdest
for this.
Thing.
This is the weirdest, coolest thing that's ever
I
happened.
I think it's fucking great. Because I'm a fan of a traveling mode in Rez. Because I love people, I love showing that to people, and I love people who like, they don't know how to play, they're having a hard time, but that's a cool thing where they want to see the music and have fun. This is a nice thing as well, where you want to have more of those little factoids that the earlier Assassin's Creed games gave you, but in small doses. So look, you can walk around through Assassin's Creed Origins playing as a just random guy.
Or girl. I think you make your character.
And you focus on learning the elements of historical realism that they've put into the game.
Like, you'll go into, like, a temple that Bayek like goes into and fights a bunch of dudes, but you actually go to someone that's just fucking pulling someone's brains out their nose.
I miss
and
Bayek.
Say, what's about this? What's the mummification?
Yeah, I can use the heated needle and you mash up their brain and you tilt their head and their brain falls out.
How does it work in Assassin's Creed games? You run by something and a glossary like point will appear on your HUD
that's
saying,
correct.
Go in your memories and bullshit or whatever. No one cares anymore.
Yeah.
But and the mode is all dedicated to it.
Also, when you've put in as much work as they have into like getting it accurate,
yeah,
you know, because again, this is like, hey, we're not annualizing anymore. We're going to take our time, make a thing, right? You know, they put in a lot of work into it. In the same way that it's a shame that like, what was it, 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ask Creed 3.
That is a shame.
It ended up being like as bad as it did with having all those problems and stuff because. They put a fuck ton of work into like native culture and whatnot. That in the end,
the gameplay and stuff like that.
Yeah, and the gameplay is going to keep that information away from people, even though they did all that research, right?
Yeah.
So a mode like this is kind of cool because it's like, hey, you can learn about all the work they put in to this culture,
and you can be like, oh, I appreciate this.
Yeah,
I'm going to buy the season pass.
I can learn about evisceration.
So I
finally,
you know what. Is there like a gameplay demo out there, like one of those 20-minute walkthroughs? Because like I saw a screenshot the other day of this game and couldn't understand a single fucking thing that was happening in it because I haven't paid attention because like, oh, it's another Assassin's Creed game. I'll check that out when it comes closer to release, right? But this one's completely different in every single fucking way.
Yes.
So
you level your character.
That's weird.
Bayek level 5, level 26.
I have a level 5 Bayek. Will he be able to beat Hwarang?
How wrong.
How wrong
is it? Yeah,
it's
not a stupid
announcer
says
that.
It's Bay something.
It's Bay.
It's Bay.
It's Bay.
It's Bay Bay.
It's Bay. Ha ba ba. I really hope that, you know, what am I fucking talking about? Next year, another game's coming out.
I doubt it.
Like, if a game does not come out next year, they will have maybe learned a lesson.
I am hopeful that Ubisoft is not stupid and releasing another one.
It's Assassin's Creed. Game come out last year?
No.
It was just
a movie.
That's why I said they decided to stop annualizing.
Yeah, so?
But they might just... Like, I feel like you can fight back the tides of investors for so long.
You can.
And with Vivendi...
Listen, guys, Vivendi's gonna
Vivendi dogs are encroaching at the door. The wolves are at old Ubi's door. Eve's doing his best. Buying up the shares he can. And hell, even employees getting a cut. You know, like, doing whatever they can to fight them off. But I feel like, no... If people bark loud enough, we're going to go back to annualized Ass
Creed. I think the sales of this version, if it's over Syndicate, which was the last one, then they'll be like, hey, actually, you know, like that thing Grand Theft Auto does where every 6 years one comes out and it's the biggest multi-selling thing ever?
Yes.
But Xbox 360, yes.
I hear you, but... This game is called Assassin's Creed, and it just made money. What if we do it again next year?
That's amazing. That's good.
It'll make the same money.
It'll make the same.
Every year. We'll be rich. Bulletproof.
I think Bobby Kotick came from the fucking... Like,
is he dead now?
No. Spawns of hell?
No, like he came out of an industry. I think it was like
the egg that he hatched out of.
No, what about it? Like I think before he worked in games, I think he worked in like fucking packaged goods and cereal and shit.
Yeah.
Which maybe. Like this mentality obviously makes perfect sense for those products. Sense. And honestly, Activision made on a shit ton of money. Why am I talking about Activision? I got confused
Bobby
for a second.
Kotick is Activision.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. I just got so confused.
I bet you did.
You thought Activision
I thought Activision
was Ubisoft?
Was Ubisoft for a minute there.
You're crazy.
That's
you
not
stupid.
The same thing.
You need to stop.
Yeah.
So
annualized like games coming out needs to stop is what needs to stop.
Yeah. And take your sweet ass time.
But I want a new Dark Souls game.
I want a
here.
New Doom.
Yeah, well, hey, guess what? You know what people want? A new Red Dead game. How long did they have to wait to get it?
Like, when did Red Dead come out? Like 2010?
Yeah.
Fucking 7 years. You know what? Everyone's freaking out. Like, there's IGN videos of people crying and masturbating into each other.
Into each other.
Red Dead is fine. It is a good open world action game. That's all it ever was.
Wait, which one?
Red Dead Redemption.
I think that game's fantastic.
The trailer.
It's very good.
The new trailer.
Oh, you're one of those people.
That's all it was.
That game is stellar.
The trailer.
It's good.
The new trailer.
I disagree.
It goes on 50 hours too long. But
no, but you have no patience for long games.
No, I don't.
So
you're a busy man.
The trailer. The new trailer that just dropped is pretty good.
It's really short.
They're going to be really short for years.
Yeah, I know, but I want the, like, Red Dead Redemption was the first game to start that fucking type of trailer where it's like, here's how you ride the, and all that shit.
I know, and I fucking bought the shit out of it when I
Okay, but yeah. You know what this trailer did, though?
I want that.
It made me go, oh, fuck, I want Westworld again.
Yeah.
I miss Westworld.
Well, what if at the end somebody gets shot in the face, but it was a robot?
I doubt it.
God, that intro was so good.
I am extremely excited.
Yeah, man, that looks fantastic.
I'm sad that it's called Red Dead Redemption 2 and not just Red Dead.
That is the most annoying part about this.
You don't need to do that.
But guess what? We reinvented the franchise. Now everyone loves this. I know, but we don't have the confidence, Matt. We're too afraid. We thought it was okay the first time because no one cared about Red Dead Revolver. Now we want you to especially forget about it.
If no one cared about it, why'd we spend the money to buy the name?
Because we had an idea and we had confidence the first time.
You could say
Marvel. But now that it's a success and we know that it's guaranteed to be big,
I'm sure,
we don't have the confidence that's needed to put out a new thing with a different name.
Willie, I'm sure Pat knows this, but I'm not sure if you know it. Like, you could say Marvel... You could say other things. Capcom's biggest fucking blunder is selling this IP to Rockstar because they're fucking morons. They released Red Dead Revolver as the publisher, not the developer.
I hear
and then
you.
Just like, yeah, let's just sell this.
No,
this
but here's why. Here's
the
but here's
Red
why
Dead
I disagree.
Name doesn't matter.
It doesn't
until
Capcom
Rockstar made a game for
could
it.
Not have made Red Dead Redemption.
I think Capcom could have published Red Dead.
And Capcom
Redemption.
Had no interest.
Rockstar doesn't
in making,
make games they don't publish.
Capcom has no interest in making a giant, awesome cowboy adventure.
They have no interest in making anything.
Could they make a Dragon's Dogma, but with cowboys?
So I don't see that in. I know what you mean.
You understand from like a
but
business
feel,
point. Like,
yeah. I know. but like that's actually really just hindsight.
It is.
In hindsight, you took a thing that we were doing nothing with and made it awesome, and now I want it.
But that's like WCW
but it wasn't
saying,
that...
you know, we're going to fire this Stone Cold man.
Exactly. No, totally. And it's like, what you have to say there is, no, they could have sold it or not sold it. It doesn't matter. The genius is from the people who did the new thing with it.
I'm just saying.
I am very much looking forward to this game as the sequel to the best game Rockstar ever put out.
Really, the best one they ever put out.
What's better than Red Dead that they made?
Bully.
Bully sucks.
I know.
Don't.
It doesn't
what
suck.
Is, no, what is up with people in love with Bully?
I think Bully's fine. Bully's
does
fine.
It have
that's
a,
it.
It has a ton of story in
There's
it.
There's a cult following behind that game that I don't understand at all.
Probably just because it's a one of a kind.
It's very one of a kind.
That's all.
Warriors is good, too.
That's all.
Warriors is great.
Yeah.
Warriors is better than all the GTA games.
If Konami made Zoe 1 and then sold the Zoe name.
Yeah. Yeah. To Kojima Productions.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't. Yeah, it's like, it's not the name. They just needed any cowboy thing and felt like that, I guess.
I put like 25 hours into Red Dead and I'm like, oh, I haven't reached Mexico yet, huh?
Well, Revolver how about or Redemption?
Redemption.
Okay.
25 hours, I haven't reached 50% of the game. That's kind of where I check out.
A lot of people, like, I enjoy that because I like getting, like, if I like a game, I like it to go on for a while.
25 hours is a while.
I mean, and it's the same reason why anyone...
It's very long.
That
a very long game is 180, 200 hours. Mm.
To further the point, the only reason why you, me, or anyone that we know gives a shit about the Warriors is because Rockstar... took it and
that's
did a
not
thing
true
with
the
it.
Warriors is awesome
you sure
movie's
but
awesome.
People give a shit about that and but why not what where why all that noise about Warriors now why not The Last Dragon or The Cross and the Switchblade you know what I
or
mean
Streets of Fire.
Or any other super old gang style
well,
movie
tell you why because those don't have Cyrus in it going can you dig it and it also doesn't have Sully at the end going Warriors
yes.
but it has
to play
But it has that's the power true. Of the glow.
See, that's a thing, too.
And the Shogun.
You're right.
That of should, shout you're, fucking...
You're not... You're convincing me strongly that there should be a Last Dragon game.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But the war, like the Warriors has value beyond the Rockstar game.
Sure. But I'm saying that, like...
Baseball Furies are so fucking stupid and cool.
Yeah, no, it is.
But like, Rockstar has the power. Rockstar is the star maker.
Yeah.
You know? Rockstar is the Dre, right? That's able to just pull anybody up from the Little Leagues. And then, like, once you get his endorsement...
Grab some idiot.
That's all you need. So you can be to M. And then once you're to M, you can pull in the Fitty. And once you're to Fitty, you can pull in the game.
Yeah.
And then regret it. That's what's up.
Thank Max God. Payne 3 was not great.
Hell yeah, it wasn't.
Max Payne 3 was great up until like when you played like 5 hours of it, and then that's when it should have
stopped. You're like, the shooting doesn't feel as good as Max Payne 1 or 2.
I don't know so much of this, the shooting. It's just like there was a point where the game should have ended, and then it's like, no, five more levels.
All right. In this situation, I 100% agree with Matt.
Not unlike this podcast.
Five more levels of this podcast.
No, but you know what else is garbage? Cowards who don't have the confidence to name their thing according to the naming convention they've started in the franchise.
Which is?
Red Dead Blank.
Yes, of course.
Right?
Any Red Dead Revolver? What would you call it? What would you call a third one?
Red Dead Revengeance.
Resurrection.
Red Dead Revenge, Red Dead Resurrection, Red Dead Reloaded, Red Dead every other trophy name.
Yeah, yeah.
But the point is just, I hate it when you combo break your franchise because success makes you afraid.
I hope you don't like Star
you hate
Wars
Arkham.
Games.
You hate
fucking
Arkham and everything.
Right? Dark Forces, as we always...
We're not going to do it again.
We're not doing it again, but Dark Forces is what happens when little bits of success increase so much every time that you get cowarded out constantly.
Hey, guess what? The fucking thing says Star Wars on it. It'll do fine.
Like, if Red Dead Revolver 2 becomes the biggest thing ever beyond video games,
yeah,
then it becomes all about saying Red Dead Revolver 2... New subtitle,
that's
Vice
right.
City.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it, man.
Yeah.
Have some confidence in your shit. People will like it and talk about it. And yes, so, brand recognition matters,
so,
but don't combo break your shit.
Let me introduce you to Marketing Man, who will explain
a little integrity
numerically to you that you're just super wrong. And that it doesn't matter.
Well, here,
and
Mr. Madden, as I can show you.
All that actually matters is you keep the recognizable thing around for monies.
Says right here that you will make 4,000% more profit if you make it the same name.
The annoyance that you feel towards this shit is the same annoyance that I feel to Matt not checking, registering his email. Just keep it nice and clean.
Also, Mr. Madden, we have data here that says that if you use a similar name but not the exact same, that will confuse people and, in fact, scare them into buying the product.
It may.
It will sell less. Like, fuck, man.
I always find it goofy, like, of the naming thing. Like, Matt brought it up earlier, but, like, certain horror franchises,
they get embarrassed.
It goes for so long that, like, it becomes a liability.
Has anyone ever had, like, similar naming structure with a slight change in it where there was no numbers involved and they kept it the whole way through, including massive successes? Movies... Albums.
Rambo?
Those are numbers.
No, Rambo.
That's not
actually
true.
No, they're not.
No, First Blood.
First Blood.
Rambo. First Blood Part 2.
Yeah.
Rambo 3. Then John Rambo.
Yeah, Rambo 3. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's one that has a
number. Run 1 has a number. Yeah, yeah, it's true. Yeah.
They don't even all have the word Rambo in it.
Alien, title. Aliens, Alien 3. No.
Alien Resurrection, Alien Covenant.
Yeah.
Which everyone's
Prometheus.
Too coward to watch.
But I would like that.
I'm too cowardly to watch Aliens.
I guess Covenant. Zelda, but they have the title Legend of Zelda before it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Zelda establishes itself
If you say brand name and then subtitle of thing, then yeah, you can JoJo it, you can Zelda
it. You protect yourself forever.
Forever. As long as it says brand. Yeah.
That's why I thought Red Dead.
So why not go Red Dead, colon, whatever you want?
Red Dead, colon?
Yeah, Red Dead, colon.
Mm.
Red Dead, Revolver. Red Dead, Redemption. Red Dead.
Revengeance.
Red Dead. Revolver 2. Because we're cowards. All right, it's fine. Who cares? Red Dead Revelator. Lastly, there's a rumor.
It's not even bad. Red Dead Dark Moon.
Revelatons. Revelatons.
Red Dead Revelations would have been fine.
Oh,
actually.
That's terrible.
It is.
That's bad.
Red Dead.
It super is.
Chrono Fiction.
Red Dead Chrono Cross.
No, he's going Blaze Blue.
Red Dead Central Phantasma.
Red Dead Hunter Knight in Birth Extra Late.
Excuse me, that's EX latest to you. Get your uniest properly.
Shut up.
Best tutorials in all of fighting games.
Worst acronym / common name in all of fighting games.
Fight me. You're right. Oh, God. Okay, and speaking of fighting games, we have a rumor. And take it with a grain of salt. But
yes, definitely.
Word on the street is that Neo Geo Battle Coliseum 2 is possibly in the works.
Yeah.
And it's really going to be cel-shaded. And it's
like Guilty Gear.
And
of all the games.
Because we want Capcom versus Capcom. But because Capcom doesn't want that.
No, they hate Capcom.
Let's instead turn towards the possibility of an SNK versus SNK game. Which, you know, we liked Battle Coliseum. I wouldn't mind seeing more of that. Yeah. Rumor saying
the problem why I don't believe this right now is because there's even a fucking like character list, and someone was keen in pointing out the entire character list.
Yeah, that's always
KOF 14 was leaked well before the game came out.
Now,
but this has assholes like John Crawley,
sure,
from Art of Fight. Like, what type of sane publisher would push characters?
Well,
like,
luckily,
you know,
we're,
I mean,
talking about SNK.
SNK in Maximum Impact Part 2.
Because I'm thinking.
Featuring Art of Fighting referenced characters because Falcon was involved.
Not Art of Fighting.
John Crawley?
No. What character was in Maximum Impact 2 Regulation A that wasn't even Art of Fighting?
A lot. There's Evangelion characters
there's
in there.
There's one guy specifically.
There's Last Blade characters in
there. No, Mizoguchi.
Mizoguchi, yeah.
From
Regulation
a game
a.
that wasn't even
Fighters
SNK.
Yeah.
It was Data East.
But they acquired it.
Whatever.
So the reason why I can believe this, though, is because Chinese company that buys SNK needs to make more money, and KOF 14 is out and doing well.
Yeah.
So time to do it again, but differently. So they can reuse some of their resources.
If that Garou team is correct, that sucks.
And if they're doing it
Terry
the same,
Rock, Annie, Mai, Geese, Krauser, like, fuck, that's it.
How's that even Garou?
Yeah. I mean, they're all from Garou.
Krauser's not fucking from Garou.
Yeah, he is. He's from Fatal Fury.
What? What are you guys talking
Fatal
about?
Fatal Fury 2.
Are you...
Garou is Garou Mark of the War.
Are you high?
No. In Japan, Fatal Fury was always called Garou.
Okay. Step one. Hold on.
Garou.
One, everyone from that team, I think that's a pretty decent representation because those are the most popular characters, right?
It's one character should be a weirdo.
Two, Fatal Fury in Japan is called Garou Densetsu, Legend of the Wolf.
Then why the hell is Garou over here called Garou?
They went
and not called Fatal Fury.
Why was Street Fighter 3 called 3?
It was?
Yes.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
A new generation.
It was just called 3?
Yes. Because and then
Pat,
later it
Garou,
became Street Fighter 3, Second Impact,
Pat,
and Third Strike.
Wait, it was just called 3?
Yes.
Yeah.
T-H-R-E-E, 3. That was the name of the game.
You walked up to the game and it didn't even say Street Fighter on it.
It said 3 on the arcade cabinet. I seen it. But Pat, think about this. How confusing is it to name your game Garou, the French name for Wolf, for a Japanese game in America? So they're just like, fuck it, call it Fatal Fury.
Is Garou even the French name for Wolf? Isn't Loup the French name for Wolf?
Well,
Garou is also...
A Loup-Garou is a fucking werewolf.
There you go.
So it's named Were?
Yeah. See, look, Pat, look up.
That was the arcade marquee.
That's terrible.
That was the name of the game.
That's goddamn awful. That's
okay,
so
but
stupid.
That's what it was. So
New Generation deserved to fail.
Okay, but what you don't know is that Garou is the name of the whole franchise.
That's stupid.
No, you're stupid.
Yeah.
In Japan, it's called Garou. It's all called Garou. Garou Mark of the Wolves is the name of the fourth game, but they're all called Garou Densetsu.
It's a French-Canadian singer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a really sick tokusatsu.
Yeah. And the villain from One Punch Man that I don't know about.
Sure. Anyway, so I believe it because SNK still needs money. Chinese SNK needs money, too. And, you know, just like with Marvel, there's entirely a possibility that... Because Marvel didn't have the same models as 3, but it has the same animation data.
Is Gene
going to
be in this one?
So,
Gene.
Gene is in...
God Hand.
Oh, no. and
I don't think he will be.
In, yeah, Battle Coliseum 2. Why not?
Come on.
No.
Yeah, but what I liked about Battle Coliseum was the unsafe choices, and it looks like there's some random shit here.
Mars people.
Marco Fios, they were all there. Foon was there, too.
Neo Dio.
Kim Soo-il and Sho Hayate. That's good shit from Kizuna Encounter. So we got some fun choices.
World Heroes only having the Ryu and Ken sucks. So there's no Mudman.
But anyway, this is, again, grain of salt might not be real. But if it is, then fuck yeah. Because you can usually trust the
I'll play that.
Hey, this is sourced from the Madman's Cafe.
Then
it's real.
Ironclad.
You know the deal. You know the deal. And some new characters, including a serious otaku and an alluring woman.
I hope that's their final name.
Sounds like SNK play more to me.
It does.
Let's take some emails.
It's very taunting.
If you want to send an email, you send it to superbestfriendcast@gmail.com. That's
Garo Densetsu.
That's super
at
best.
Mark at
Mark of the Wolves.
At Hungry
Mark
Wolf.
Echoes Mark of the Wolves.
At HungryWolf.com.
Getting wolves up.
Yeah.
It's superbestfriendcast@gmail.com.
I can't believe Pat hates Fatal Fury.
I don't hate Fatal Fury.
I can't believe
I hate Garo's stupid Japanese name.
I can't believe
stupid.
It.
Stupid. Fatal Fury's better.
Did you ever
better.
Play New Generation?
Yes. Once at an arcade. It sucked.
There's some cool stuff in it that we never got anywhere else.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But my experience with it was that it sucked.
If you want to see Yin and Yang with the same moveset on the same character box, but pressing punch or kick chose which twin you got, you play 3. If you want to see backgrounds where
amazing backgrounds.
They vanish into like distorted third person perspective,
Remember the dream dimension you go in when you do into super?
Yeah, yep. Seizure flashes, and when you super jump, it looks as if the camera is tilting upwards on the stage because they all vanish in the sky as opposed to like on the horizon.
Camera tracking them.
New Generation, I don't like it.
Okay.
First question comes to us from Brian.
Hey, Brian, what up?
Hey, best friends, this is Brian. I saw a car the other day that had a license plate that said "For Hokage," and it made me think,
Woolly's car?
What kind of? I can't drive. You crazy?
Woolly's car?
What kind of?
Was it the car that you keep to show everyone your Hokage love?
I mean,
for the fourth.
Yeah. Oh, that's what the four is. Right. Okay.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. Well, and it made me think what kind of customs license plate you'd want to get on your car.
The car that none of... Oh, do you own a car now, Matt?
Yes,
big porns.
Yeah.
That's too much.
With a Z.
All depends on where you live, but...
Okay. Well, yeah, because here it's got to be 6, right?
Yeah. Here
no, you can get 7.
We don't have vanities here.
Yeah.
No, you can get vanities, but...
It has to be 6.
Very uncommon.
KLLBSS.
Butt ass.
What is KL? Kill.
Boss. Kill boss.
Kill boss. Or. Yeah, you can't really do.
Yeah,
big,
yeah,
you can't do
kill
big
boss.
Porn.
You
yeah,
can't really
yeah.
beat that.
No.
I don't ever put it that. How about Mitzi? No, let's take it.
How about hentai?
You can have Nitzi. Hentai is pretty strong.
I have no love for vanity license plates. I think they're
tacky shit. Every year at MAGFest, there's a hentai car.
Yeah, and it's the hypest.
The license plates
the
is
the parties,
hentai.
Dude. The parties.
Out of control.
But yeah, I think that is about
cars are stupid. Certain...
FCKBVN.
What?
It's okay.
Mine would be Drive Sucks.
Not
the movie. Just driving.
Okay, we got one coming in from Matt.
Hey, Matt, what'd you
send? He says,
that's weird.
Let's see what I sent you.
Dear Soup, what's an anime film that...
I'm just going to...
What's an anime film and here's $1 million?
I'm just going to say Red Line and let's see if the answer matches the question.
I'm going to say...
Ninja Scroll.
Grave of the Fireflies.
All right. Let's see what the question is.
What's the question?
Barefoot Gen. That's my answer.
What is the question?
What's the fucking question?
I read it.
No, you didn't.
Let's try this again. We got one coming in from Matt.
Yes.
Dear Soup.
Yeah.
What's an anime film that...
Said the email just stopped there.
What's an anime film and I'm a vampire?
It just... Oh, it just stops there. Yeah, Redline. Redline's a good anime film.
Ninja this. Scroll. Mm-hmm.
Barefoot Gen.
Yeah.
Wings of Mayonnaise.
That's not a film.
It is.
It is? I thought it was a show.
It's a terrible
Scrapped
film.
Princess. Stelvia of the Universe. Sora no Stelvia.
Hells.
Tokyo Gore
Police. Remember fucking Hells is terrible.
DN Angel. All right, I think we answered it. Wait. Yeah, we did.
Hey, you know what? You know what show I hate now by proxy? Because of one of...
Uninhibited Planet Survive.
Your name.
Because of one of professional shitbag Jeff Thu's fantastic videos.
Yeah.
Eureka 7.
Sure.
Because he says Eureka 7.
Oh, that's awful.
And when I saw...
That's awful.
And when I... Hold on.
The mix
hold
was
on,
so cool.
Hold on.
They surf.
Hold on. Hold on. He says Eureka 7. And when I, like, I saw people pointing out, like, why is he saying Eureka like that? Everyone points out that not only in the original and the dub, everyone says that mech's name is the Eureka.
That's terrible.
Which makes that show the worst show in the world.
That's pretty intolerable. I understand.
I'm glad everyone's dead.
That's, yeah.
Dead Leaves.
Fuck Dead Leaves, man.
It's not FLCL.
Hey, so awful.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Willie. Maybe you know this. Hey, Eyepatch Wolf, if you can hear me, answer this question also, because you do it all the time. Why do European people call JoJo's Bizarre Adventure JoJo's with a plural S every time?
For the same reason they call it Resi.
Yeah, they call fucking Resident Evil Resi all the time.
You know the answer to this question. Why are you asking it?
Weird. Okay.
We got one coming in from... He says his name is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
He says his name is Kevin.
You'd never know what the actual name is.
Yeah.
Dear Super, let's fight a procrastinating pizza bum, Cast 64, a longtime listener, first-time writer.
Mm-hmm.
The number 217 is the police code that stands for assault with intent to murder. Bring back this bit, you fucks. No, it died with Liam. It was in every episode that he was in, and then it stopped.
Oh, okay.
I don't recall this.
He means the esoteric facts.
Esoteric facts.
It wasn't in every single one. Did we start at one?
No, we did not start at one. But once Liam asked the question.
Okay, so
once Liam invented the bit.
So when you say it was in every episode that he was in, you're actually a huge liar.
No,
and it was in every episode he was in after he started the bit.
No, I'm correcting for people who thought that I stopped doing it while he was here, and I didn't stop doing it. I just made it way and way harder to find it.
Yeah. Except for that one time you forgot, but you won't tell anyone which episode that is.
Because it's much easier to lie.
That's good.
No, it's in there. Trust me.
That's good.
It's in all of them.
That's really strong. You're going to drive people out of their minds, dude.
That covers like 100 episodes.
That's the worst. Why would you do that? That's music to my eyes. Dylan says, Dear Chums, do you think video game protagonists need to have a hobby to be likable?
No.
No.
Noctis has fishing. Geralt has...
drinking and whoring.
Gwent and sorceresses. Kiryu enjoys pretty much everything.
No, not really.
It helps.
So here's my thing. I mean, I know that obviously Gwent kind of like...
Gwent's brand new, by the way.
It changes this. But for the most part, I think protagonists having hobbies is a super Japanese thing, finding out their blood type.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter to anyone else.
Ryu hates spiders.
But Japanese things will list like on the fucking macadamia commercials.
Stop this.
They will have...
Stop
keep
it.
Going.
The likes.
Stop it.
And whatnot as part of their profile, and blood types as part of their profile as well, because those are two things that people care about in Japan
for some reason.
I think it just has to do with like whether
there's even a whole fucking story sequence that fucking deals into blood types.
Like we don't like him that much, but people like Kratos.
I never think about it.
Fucking Kratos's hobbies:
murder,
yeah, murdering his family, being unredeemable.
Yeah.
Like,
being a deific war criminal shitbag.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It doesn't really matter that much, but
it's
like
a nice thing to have because it gives you a point of a connection to the character. But, like, Geralt's actually a really bad example because he doesn't have any hobbies other than work and occasionally gambling. But the gambling is always just, there's people gambling and I'm bored, but I'll do a gambling. Like, in the first game, it was dice poker.
Hey, man, Ryu Hoshi likes stale bread, water without ice, and jumping into light fierce. So what are you going to do?
Ken, I want you to do light fierce while I jump in and hit me right in my nuts.
It's just like, I don't know, like, what's a random thing that changes from person to person? Like your horoscope or whatever, mm-hmm. but like that we just don't give a shit about, you know? Like, it's like I feel like blood type is one of those things where you just, why would you ever think about this unless you were in a hospital?
In Final Fantasy 14 character creation, you select your character's birth date, which determines their fucking astrological symbol. And, like, I'm making the character go, who gives a fuck? And guess what? Like, 3 years later, no one gives a fuck. It doesn't matter.
Okay, so the direction that your chakra spirals is the hair, the rotation
hair
that your hair swirls in, right? Because it grows out from a point, and you'll either go left or right, and
well,
that's how you know.
How am I supposed to tell now?
Pat, black people have afros and curly hair going out in all directions.
That means your chakra's nuts.
There is no swirl. What's your stupid fucking metric now?
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Not all hair.
My swirl is gone.
Works like fucking... Ah, right. It's fine.
Does
that mean you guys are chakraless?
I always thought we'd never get back to the swirl.
We'll make our own anime.
Always do every
with Toblerones.
You did
three
me,
or
yeah.
4 years.
And
you don't deserve this, Toblerone.
We'll make our own anime with Toblerones and British actors.
Can't believe Jude Law's in that.
We'll do whatever we want.
Yeah.
Do whatever we want.
There's
a huge cast of motherfuckers
in Neo Day
Yokio. Zero on that.
Oh, I sure
it's
did.
An all-star cast of dumb shit. Day Zero.
I think Judi Dench is in there.
Everyone's in it. There's tons.
Everyone had a favorite.
I thought she died.
It's
She's
like
super
the,
not dead.
Dude, it's like when I say it's like the Boondocks, it's exactly like the Boondocks, except
it's
minus
dead.
The funny
yeah.
and insert the quirk and the and weirdness and bad voice acting.
Oh, what's Jaden's quirk? Is it Toblerone?
You don't deserve this, Toblerone.
That's the yep. That's it.
Can we get an image macro of All Might looking at Hero Academia and saying do this, and then looking at Neo Yokio and saying don't do that, only villains do that? That should be a 2 second Photoshop.
Unfortunately, at the end of the day, it's like Neo Yokio, Neo whatever, literally is doing more for anime than Macadamia Nut could ever do.
Stop it,
Matt.
If it's on Netflix,
how do you,
Matt?
Yep.
Netflix is not the pinnacle of anime.
Say the thing.
It is.
Say the thing.
What? Say what thing?
Say the thing again.
You don't deserve this, Toblerone.
He said the thing.
Matt and Wooly are trending into chaotic evil.
There's a reason why new Blu-rays of Death Note the anime have based on the
the book, the manga too,
based on the hit Netflix movie Death Note.
I'm not saying
there's,
it's right. I'm just saying there's one receptacle that's bigger than the others.
And then you peel
the
sticker off and there's another sticker that's like, no, really, there's no other reason to read this than if you've seen the hit Netflix.
I think it actually says the inspiration for the
five-star rated
monster hit.
I never understood that.
As seen on Netflix.
Marketing plan.
I'll explain it to you very simply.
Because what the, like.
Someone put a sticker that said as seen on TV on a product back in like the 50s and it sold gangbusters.
Okay.
The end.
But. Why would you compare the thing you have here to the bad thing that you made later?
Because you assume that no one knows that.
Like, do you think fucking manga books of fucking Berserk have just like the inspiration for the 2017 Berserk anime on them?
Pat, you're expecting a lot of thought where there is none. I walk into the bookstore and I see the cover of the movie that's out and I go, I liked that!
Yeah. That's
end of transaction.
It's like when you walk into a store at a bookstore around when a Star Wars movie comes out.
Yes.
Or Harry Potter.
And you see specifically Star Wars.
But Harry Potter.
Because you see the novelization of the film.
Sure.
Because Harry Potter is the other way around.
Sure, so yeah, way. Yeah.
And you see the novelization of the episode one with Darth Maul's big stupid fucking face in the cover. And I go, who is stupid enough to buy? And then there's someone buying it right in front of me.
I like that.
Darth Maul was a cool laser sword demon.
John wants to know, in the spirit of Halloween and the shitstorm, if you had to face a horror game in real life.
Jesus, pretty much what we answered before.
A good horror game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would it be?
If I had to face one?
Yeah. As in, you're, I guess you're dropped into it.
A Machine for Pigs, because there's nothing scary in that game.
The guy that shoots a bolt at you that always misses in ISIS, Curse
okay,
of ISIS.
It's a good horror game. Okay. So
Portal.
It's that's not a horror game. Don't even. No, don't. Let's see. Oops. You want something that you can physically escape from at the end so that you can survive. So nearly every Japanese horror game is out because the ghosts literally always win in those.
They win a lot.
The
game, though.
Yeah. Dino Crisis.
No, that's very hard to beat.
There you go. Nailed it.
I don't know. Ghosts and Fatal Frame, because as long as you have the camera obscure, you're okay.
I don't know. Fatal Frame as a video game is one of the scariest. I don't think I could handle
zero
that.
Shot.
How cool is my power suit if I'm Isaac?
Combo shot.
How cool is it?
Can I do a lot of stuff?
You can stomp like crazy.
Can I jetpack?
Yeah, yes, jetpack. You can.
Do I have like cool what guns and weapons and stuff?
You'd have that even tools. If you didn't have the armor.
Do I can make it out?
You have a chance.
Has a chance of making it out?
Depends which game you're playing.
Okay. Because maybe Dead Space, because I get a cool suit out of it.
Dead Space is a really raw deal.
Or Metroid. Fuck it.
Is that?
Yeah.
Stop doing this.
Shut up.
Stop cheating.
It's almost
like
there.
You literally have a better chance.
We can argue it.
It's closer than the last
one. We can argue
it. It's still not anywhere near.
I can totally fight that one.
No.
I can fight that battle.
Because you're stupid and you don't know what you're talking about. Don't know nothing if you say Metroid's a horror game.
I don't know nothing
about
it.
You're a dumb
games.
Child, maybe.
The first Metroid is scary.
No, it's not.
As a kid, if you played it, it was scary.
As a kid, the toilet's scary.
It was kind of meant to be scary.
Kids are losers.
Sure.
They're also weak and can be destroyed easily.
Any other questions?
Scooby-Doo.
I could...
Scooby-Doo.
Wait, what?
Well, you're just saying
the
thing. Word.
You're just
what?
Saying the name of a dog.
I'd put it be in that world because it's all fake.
Yeah, that's fine. No, you're right. That's good.
Spooky's House of Jump Scares.
No, I would not want to go there.
Oh, man.
You're stuck.
Oh, man. When that game became real, I couldn't handle it anymore.
Is it better for a franchise to get a 7.5 out of 10 reboot or a 9 out of 10 spiritual successor?
9 out of 10 spiritual successor. Come on.
Spiritual successor, I think, is actually stronger.
All right.
Come on.
Make no mistake, Nier Automata has nothing to do with Nier. Like,
what?
In terms of.
What are you talking about?
In terms of its characters, they could have called it something else.
No, they couldn't have.
Why?
I can't tell you, but it is vital.
God damn it! Everyone can go fuck themselves! I'm so fucking mad, and I'm so happy that you said that.
Why?
Do you know how many people were like, shut up, Wooly! Just play it! It doesn't matter!
No,
fuck
that's...
Fuck you, I want to know!
That's nonsense.
If you go through the first route, it's just multiple bullshit routes.
Thank you,
okay,
Pat.
Hold on.
Thank you
hold
so
on.
Much.
I have to actually...
Holy shit!
Matt, I know that you don't like long games, but the way you treat Automata about this is absolutely nonsensical.
You dropped your wallet.
It is not routes, okay?
Whatever, runs, whatever
it's
it is.
It's not runs!
I'm so
it's
happy.
It's one
why
whole
do
game
people,
from beginning.
Why do people then use the term routes all the time?
Because you... Okay.
That's why I'm saying it.
Wooly, look at me. You played 999, right?
Yeah.
There are different endings to that game.
Yeah.
But there's also a longer period at the end when you get the correct things going on.
Undertale.
Yeah.
New Game Plus is actually a continuation of the story.
It is.
The next New Game Plus is the also
like, and that here's the thing
story.
That I don't get. Because you're not going to play Automata, I am
going to play Automata.
Whatever. When you said you were only going to play the first ending and I actually sat you down and explained to you how they all worked and you rolled your eyes because you weren't paying attention.
No, yeah, like, that's true.
Like, it is direct continuation. There is not...
New Game Pluses are actually
there is not you play up to ending A and then you quit because you saw the whole thing. There is so much...
And 999 becomes an amazing...
extra games in there after
if
that.
If I'm happy with that, then I will quit. If I'm not happy with that, I will play more.
That is like saying that you got to the fucking Cathedral District in Bloodborne, beat Amelia, and then stopped and saying that you beat Bloodborne.
Sure, but if it's I'm absurd. Happy with that,
that's fine.
I cannot play more.
But you don't say some that that's stopped, the end of the game.
Some people stopped.
Or that that's what.
So, some people stopped at the neutral run on Undertale, but they missed out on a lot of good shit.
Sure.
I think that. If the intent for the complete story...
But screaming and at someone saying you didn't do all of it is stupid.
Oh, I don't... Well, the only reason people do that is if you say I did do all of it, then they go you didn't end up... Well,
then,
but whatever.
Then
that doesn't matter.
Fact against
but,
the
but
fact.
But you can't actually say it has nothing because you don't know.
Mm-hmm. So, sorry. I just mean in the terms of like if someone's to look at the box art of Nier,
yes,
and then Nier Automata, you could... possibly say this is just a spiritual successor, has nothing to do with
you
it.
You could say that only if you hadn't actually played the first Nier game.
And
because
I
if
never
you had
said
played the first Nier game.
And would that person be super wrong?
We got a little
sorry.
Up. So
okay.
But
the point is that you're like there is reason.
There is absolutely explicit payoff,
and that is all I wanted to
it's
know.
It's why
because I got that.
It's
and then I had a. We talked about
you know,
this because
I'm that guy.
Yeah,
and I'm the person who told you no, that's nonsense. Absolutely, play or watch
yeah.
something or catch up.
And I remember and I stuck with that. And then and every time it came up, it kept coming and people kept going. Nah, man, it doesn't matter. Just fucking.
That
I'm
is
like,
nonsense.
You need
there,
to just
there
go
are,
away.
There are moments and
just
sequences.
Take your ball and leave.
There are.
I'm do it my way and enjoy
there,
it.
There are character moments.
Fuck you.
There are levels.
So, like,
there are story sequences. There are reveals
I
that would
it.
Mean nothing to you had
I
you
love
not
it.
Gotten
yeah.
familiar with the original.
Yeah. Nah, dude. Just rush it and enjoy it less. Fuck
yeah,
off.
Rush it and enjoy it.
That was in from Six Wheelchair
Maybe
Combos.
In 2025 you'll play the first Arkham game.
Maybe, but I also don't... I didn't play because I don't care. Like
you hate Batman.
What is this?
Now, I don't know.
I'm going on the like.
I'm
you
all right.
Haven't played Arkham Asylum. You.
Well, I still think it's baffling. But if yeah. he doesn't care, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
I would have gotten around to it if I gave yeah. more of a shit. Yeah. You know.
The one that drives me absolutely nuts is I gave
I like
a shit.
The Flash
I just
more.
Didn't get around to it. That's the crazy one. Mm. That's the one I really care. But I just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, then you didn't.
I'll
like,
get to
but like,
it tomorrow.
But here's what. Like Danganronpa 3.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to get to that for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Right? And Zero Time Dilemma, same thing.
Yeah, I'm in this weird negative
and
space.
You and I both like Zero
yeah.
Escape, but...
I'm in this very weird negative space with Danganronpa where I haven't touched it at all, so spoilers are just hitting me and just passing through my body because I don't understand.
But here's the problem with Danganronpa. From moment zero, everything is spoilers.
Yeah.
Like, no matter where you have a discussion about that game, everything is spoilers.
Luckily, I've had no discussions about that game.
Because it's a fucking death game.
Yeah. Hey, is that... Hey, this character. Spoiler.
Like, you can't avoid it. Yeah.
I think we're good.
All right. No, that's fine. We'll close it there. Actually, one last one. They're moderately average workers cast.
You don't work.
Is it weird that I keep my syrup in the fridge to keep it cold?
What? Which syrup?
Maple
like
syrup.
Like maple syrup?
I assume maple syrup.
That's kind of weird.
No, you're supposed
no.
to,
no,
but
no.
I don't like to
if
do that because you put cold syrup
and then,
then
everything
then
you're eating is
cold.
Yeah.
But, if you, but if your waffle is hot enough, it works out. Here's what I say.
Your waffle shouldn't be that hot.
if it's fresh off the waffle maker.
Maybe.
Takes a second.
Here's what I say. I say if it's in the bottle, like a sealed plastic top, nah, just shelf that shit.
Yeah.
If it's in a can that you had to open, then you probably want to fridge it.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
I always eat bottled maple syrup.
Because there's canned syrup, too.
I agree that if it's cold in the fridge, then it'll fucking make your thing all soggy and cold, and that's not fun for no one. All
right, let's talk about what's coming up and get the fuck out of here.
All right, what's coming up? Shitstorm.
Shitstorm every day.
More every day until we die.
Sometimes non-stop. The games will be good and we'll play more than like one episode's worth of content. We played a really good one a
that's
few days
gonna
ago.
That's going to be 3 episodes.
That's going to be 3 episodes. There'll probably be one more maybe that's
And then
episodes.
Sometimes we play ones that don't deserve that.
Like Night Trap, fuck you.
Night Trap's a piece of shit. Hey, guess what? We
oh,
recorded
man.
That.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. What?
I just,
what, you were anticipating
hey,
that
hey,
be a blockbuster?
Hey, spoilers! One day in the next couple weeks, Night Trap's gonna show up, and guess what? We're gonna show you what a piece of
no,
shit
it's just,
that game
it's
is.
Just the here's what it is, because I've never played it, but the reaction I wanted was, dude, Night Trap is amazing.
You weren't going to get that. You were never going to get that in any universe.
Well, that that the potential for that feeling lasted about 5 seconds.
Like the fucking math game.
No, nothing even approaching that.
What can we expect to enjoy the beautiful work of Volta Bass?
Yes.
Yes, you can in the intro and I assume outro as well.
That's beautiful.
Very maddeningly insane intro.
He's very good maddeningly at everything.
As in, you're mad.
I don't want to be a verb.
Because it's very Lovecraftian-esque.
It's extremely Lovecraftian.
On the Flophouse channel, you can also expect to see a bunch of horror-like things related. It's like stuff that we've covered before and some new stuff here and there. So look forward to that.
Coming up on the Spookiversary.
Tony Hawk, no, that's incorrect. Mark Echo,
close enough.
Mark Echo and Police Not So Be Continuing.
Yes. Urban LP with Urban rap LPs. Music.
Yes.
Police Knots is going places.
Yeah.
Oh man, that game's great.
It's so frustratingly good.
Oh man.
Also, this weekend you're gonna expect to see me and Wooly at New York Comic Con. Did you do your shit for that? New York Comic Con this weekend? Mm-mm. Okay, well, I reminded you several times to book your shit for New York Comic Con October 5th to the 8th.
It's a little awkward right here.
Possibly, that was a while ago.
Yeah, though. And you should have done it a while ago.
Like, you know how these things go.
No, I don't, because I booked my shit like 2 months in advance.
All right, hopefully
you can see me and Wooly in New York Comic Con.
You'll probably be seeing that.
I'm going to tell you, like, you know, like usually in a week or two, there's an email and then we go, oh yeah, okay, and then we do a thing.
Yeah.
So,
we'll see.
All right.
At the very least.
Who knows?
At the very least, you'll see one of us at the Brooklyn Barcade. Did you know that in New York, they just got the name Barcade? They trademarked it.
That's fucking
so
weird.
Your Manhattan Barcade, your Brooklyn Barcade.
That's weird.
So you'll see at least one of us
Don't care for that.
This Saturday at a time undisclosed until then, you'll see someone.
Is it too late?
It's up to you if it's
no,
too late.
But tickets cost more.
No, what I mean is like,
no, he has a ticket for the show.
If I show up at the door, can I get in?
Yes, you can.
All right, then
I'm talking
plane ticket. You just need plane ticket and hotel.
All right, bus it, whatever. You know.
There you go. Whatever you like.
Okay, well.
Just strap yourself to the side of the plane with hooks.
And figure it out.
So you'll see.
It's not the hardest place to get to.
I want to.
New York?
Yeah.
You can take the train, man.
You can do anything.
New York Comic Con, biggest event on the East Coast.
I can walk it.
Suck it, West Coast.
You can't walk it.
I can't walk it.
You can't.
Cannot walk it.
Like, but I physically can.
All right. Listen, Wooly, you could probably walk it and would do you some good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't get there in time.
No.
Like,
no. But I mean, on the list of ways that you can get
there. I wonder
there.
How far you could get before you had to turn around and come back.
Not very far.
Like, could you walk all the way to the border?
No. West Island, maybe.
In a couple days?
Dorval? Cornwall?
Dorval.
Why would you go down to... Oh, you'd go. Yeah, you can go.
That's that direction.
Cornwall, yeah.
Yeah.
I always feel like Cornwall's to our west, but it is kind of southwest.
It's south.
All right, so here's what you do. Hit the treadmill.
Yeah.
And then when you die, we'll go time.
Yeah.
And then we'll see how far it says. And then we'll know that's how far you could have gone.
Okay. I'm dead.
What are we looking forward to this week? I want to play more Golf Story
I'm going to check out Golf Story. Yeah. I'm going to check out Star Trek Discovery, which I did not check out last week.
I did not. I also did not check that out.
We should very much check that out.
I don't know if I want to check that
out.
You
have to know.
I'll check it out when there's a few more episodes.
There was like two?
No.
I think there's only one.
You should know.
Oh, Blade Runner
is
this weekend.
Is it?
Yes.
Wow.
Or there's the Blade Runner anime. Concerning Discovery. Orville has horrendous critic ratings, but good fan ratings, and Discovery is the reverse. Glowing critical reviews, but horrible fan reviews.
I can understand why.
So, you guys should know that.
I saw Plague bitching about it.
One has Seth MacFarlane in it, though. You guess which one.
Mm.
When's isn't Disaster Artist about to drop?
No, December.
Oh, fuck. I thought it was
October. Dude, it just won another grand prize award at another film festival.
That's pretty good.
It keeps winning awards.
Building it up, man. Building it up.
Well, you got anything coming up on Versus? Anything fancy?
You're like, no.
I mean, if you listened close enough.
I want fancy answers only.
If you listen close enough, a hint dropped. But beyond that, yeah, actually, fancy
things. I wasn't
paying
attention.
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. more things that people like and less things that people don't like.
That's a good plan.
And less things that people like, too.
That's a good thing. That's
good.
That's
good, too.
I might stream something over the week at Angriest Path. That's it for me.
I just put up a like a Xenogears Disc 2.
You what? You did what?
Of me sitting in a chair explaining how all the footage got lost on one of our Table Lords campaigns.
Oh, right. What happened?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, well.
But there's other fun stuff coming, so don't worry about
it. I saw a spoiler for Table Lords that I don't understand, but it looks cool.
Oh, yeah? I think I know what you saw.
The thing that Mothman made.
Yeah, yeah. That was really good. That was really good. Yeah, man. That's it. That's all.
So Wooly is afraid of ghosts.
Terrified.
And
putrefied.
And wants to punch mermen.
At first, I was afraid
all right,
I was putrefied.
I'm trying to think of... I'm going to combine all of the things from today.
Yeah, please try.
And it's going to be the ghost of a really long game made out of syringes.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Like, it's going to be like a human-sized copy of The Witcher 3 made entirely out of syringes, but transparent.
And it's and it's free to play. Later.
See ya.
Later.
Scope, baby.